High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between your 2-4 Strathaven Panthers and the 6-0 Garnet Valley Jaguars.
Intercepted by Paul Samaru. Samaru makes the grab, keeps the feet in bounds, and is picked. He wants it all deep down the sideline. He's got Ruse at the 10, at the 5, and Ruse is dragged down at the 2.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Cuckoo's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. After the game or any time, everybody loves Cuckoo's. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Brookhaven Auto Wash, from exterior washes to full detail service. Committed to customer satisfaction in Brookhaven next to Pep Boys. Wilson's, for all your oil and propane needs, right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Boyle Disposal, residential and business trash pickup done quickly and professionally. Family owned for over 20 years. Plush Mills Senior Living Community. Big enough to count on, small enough to care, in Wallingford. The Riva Credit Union. Experienced the credit union difference since 1936. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
...2010 was the last time Garnet Valley marched down to George L. King Field, and in an absolute classic, Garnet Valley jumped out to a 2-touchdown lead at halftime, only to see the Panthers claw back and in a 1-point victory get a huge win during the regular season and march on to the District 1 AAA title. Now, 3 years later, it's Garnet Valley who has roared out to a 6-0 start atop the Central League. Here as we enter Week 7, the Jags looking for some measure of revenge on their second visit to George L. King Field and the first time on the new turf here in Wallingford. Good evening, everybody, on a rainy, rainy night, and my guess is that we'll have a few more listeners at home live rather than here at George L. King Field. We've been blessed with pretty good weather for most of the season thus far, but tonight it is a blustery, rainy, windy evening, and if you're joining us at home, we're glad to have you here on HavenFootball.net. I'm Brian Carroll. I'll be bringing you play-by-play, and here for the pregame, we have a couple of the voices of the Valley, and thanks to our listeners maybe who have tuned in through evjaguarnation.com, and Pat Patterson, you've been watching the Jags pretty much beat up everybody this year.
Yeah, they're off to a tremendous start. It's really something we haven't seen. Don Mink and I have commented many times that it's there's no superstar on this team, but the way they're playing offensively and defensively, specifically on the line, has just been a real pleasure to watch. And you know, it's a little contrast to Strathaven's start, but it's you know, it's something that's been fun for us to watch anyway.
Panthers have stumbled in recent weeks, especially 2-4 on the season thus far. It's going to be an uphill climb to work their way back into the playoff picture in AAA. But Garnet Valley, down on Smithbridge Road, head coach Mike Rickey, has, in his 27th year, has really built quite a program there. Over 100 players on this roster, and we were looking at it during the week and saying, my goodness, there are almost as many seniors on Garnet Valley's roster as there are players for Strathaven in total. And so, you know, talk about, you know, for those who haven't seen Garnet Valley or heard or watched much of them, tell us about how do you handle a roster that's over 100 kids big and stay effective?
Well, you know, they have a roster that's, like you said, over 100, and it's the concept that they've embraced at Garnet Valley, regardless of the numbers over the last dozen years, has been a two platoon system. So there's, you know, 14 coaches. I know obviously they don't all get paid, so they get a lot of volunteers out there. But they're running a program that's, you know, looks like a college practice out there. You have guys that spend 4 days a week just focusing on defense and the rest of them focusing on offense, and they try to get as many guys in on special teams as well. So I think that feeds the numbers, and that the kids know that they have a good chance at getting on the field in some capacity, and they've just found a formula there that's just generated tremendous interest in the program. And And they're reaping the benefits, you can see.
Certainly are. And, again, Garnet Valley, relative newcomer to the Central League. You know, it feels like they've been there a while because, actually, they've won a few titles now. Three Central League titles since joining in 2008. And, you know, that was fresh off the heels of a state finals run in 2007. Joined the Central League in 2008. Won the title in 2008 and 2009. Garnet slipped just a hair in 2010 where Ridley and Strathaven shared it, but then bounced back in 2011. You know, through the first six games of the season, you had a handled Unionville in week one, a tight game with Upper Darby in week two, and then it's been a mercy rule ever since. And so, you know, talk about the schedule coming up as far as, you know, tonight's game with Strathaven, certainly a challenge in its own right, especially weather makes it a little unpredictable. But, you know, who do the Jags have left?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Garnet Valley might have their hands full if you guys didn't put this nice turf in.
Right,
play this one in the mud. Which would be fun to watch for all of us that aren't playing. But the next week it'd be Harriton, which is a homecoming game, another AAA opponent. But then they finish with Haverford away and Conestoga at home, which are two tough games. And, you know, anything can happen at this level in the Central League. And a lot of people are saying the Central League is not the power that it has been lately. But, you know, the philosophy there is you don't look past any one particular week. You know, that everybody's very appreciative of the tradition and history of Strathaven, and know the kind of kids that come out and play, and the coaching staff that you have. There's no quit in any of it.
That's right. And again, Strathaven has taken their lumps in recent weeks, last week in particular, coming off a 45-6 loss against Springfield. Very shorthanded last week in particular, personnel-wise, due to some injuries and so forth. But most of those guys should be back in the lineup tonight. Anthony Myers and Alex Bratsis, closer to full strength than certainly last week. But again, Garnet Valley's had their share of lumps as well, off and on. Now, again, their replacements have filled in very nicely. But Mike Brewitt should be back in the lineup. He was in the pregame warm-up tonight and looking good, one of the halfbacks. But also joining us tonight, in addition to Pat Patterson, Don Mink, another voice of the Valley here, the play-by-play guy. And you can check them out again on gvjaguarnation.com. All the games are archived as well. But Don, good to have you. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Brian, and thank you, Mike. Just a shout-out to the Strathaven listeners, that these two guys helped us 5 years ago when we started out. They were very helpful in us learning how to do this. And I don't know that we do it as well, but at least they gave us the working tools to make this happen, and we really appreciate it.
We appreciate watching you guys do it, too. Again, it helped all this past week going back and listening to some of your broadcasts. And, you know, unfortunately, Strathaven has been a little bit hasn't had quite the deep playoff runs for most of the last few years, 2010 being an exception. So, yeah, we've been able to, in the postseason, to catch up with and listen to your broadcast as Garnet Valley's advanced reasonably well in each of the last couple of years. But, you know, Don, we were talking beforehand about some of the history and some of the games and some of the memories that Mike and I in 2007 were fortunate enough to just sort of catch on and ride with Garnet Valley all the way to the state finals. And what do you see from this team that gives you optimism about getting beyond the Central League, but, you know, gives you optimism moving forward beyond Week 10?
That 2007 team was special in terms of its the offensive side of the ball. They had a special quarterback in Eric Van Wyk and a special slot back in Tim Kaiser. This year, it is team football. They will outman everybody that they play. I think they've outmanned everybody. And I don't mean in numbers. I mean across the line of scrimmage, they have really come to play defensively and offensively, and the opponent has had a hard time trying to do anything, either offensively or defensively. This is a team. It is not a team of. Team of heroes or stars. It's
right.
A team.
And so, again, three different backs coming into tonight's game have contributed to an offense that's averaging over almost 300 rushing yards per game. You mix in a quarterback, Christian Portale, who has waited in the wings, waited his turn for year after year after year, it seems. His older brother, Alex, was a tackle on that 2017. I remember calling his name quite a few times. And there's another Rosano on the field, and his older brother was part of that 2017, cut short a little bit towards to injury. But in the meantime, we have a couple of Garnet Valley guys up front that are just absolutely enormous. Namely, there's a big sophomore wearing 73 tonight. And
Ted Field?
Yeah, Field. Talk about him and some of his line mates up front.
That offensive line has been very good. They have the traditional play that they like to run is a counter, and they've held it back, you know, as these guys have come along, and now they've been executing the counter so well that you'll be calling it tonight,
yeah,
Brian, I'm sure.
And
the offensive line is big, but more importantly, they're fast. They're quick.
Yeah.
They're really quick off the ball. The defensive line is absolutely as quick, and the linebackers flow to the ball. I was away last week and did not visit the game. And watched it. That was the game against Pencrest, an undefeated previously. And I watched the end zone camera of that game and watched the D-backs and the linebackers flow to the ball. And they're pretty tough. This is going to be a tough match for the Panthers.
Tough one for the Panthers indeed. Again, facing an offense that runs a lot of no huddle, it's usually challenging for us to call as well. You don't have huddles, time to catch your breath. It's just line up, and they're ready to snap it again. A lot of times this line we've seen sitting there waiting for the officials to spot it and ready to rock and roll in a no huddle, fast-paced offense. And again, that fast pace on the offense can sometimes wear down a team that has lots of two-way starters, but the Panthers will have their hands full, but we'll put it strap on the chin straps momentarily anyway, as the Panthers make their way through the west end zone. They are in black uniforms head to toe, silver helmets, silver numerals on their chest. Garnet Valley in their road whites on the far sideline. Garnet paws on the helmets and Garnet numerals on the front and back. And again, we are just moments away from a relatively quiet George L. King Field. The band unable to make things happen tonight due to the poor weather conditions, but we are going to play some football anyway. So again, thank you if you're joining us via gvjaguarnation.com, our regular listeners on havenfootball.net. But thank you again to Pat Patterson and Don Mink. You guys do a super job with the Jaguars every week. We love listening to you, even if it's after the fact most Friday nights. But again, thanks so much for sharing the insight on the Jags, and we're looking forward to a great run tonight and maybe a great postseason run for the Jaguars in the weeks ahead. With that in mind, we'll take a short time out, be back with Mike Mayer, the starting lineups, the national anthem, and more. Stick with us. You're listening live to week 7 of the high school football season right here on havenfootball.net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
Experience the credit union difference at Bereva. Established since 1936, Bereva Community Credit Union offers a wide variety of financial services to those that live, work, attend school, volunteer, or worship in Philadelphia, Delaware, Bucks, and Montgomery counties in Pennsylvania. Membership benefits include loan rate discounts and much more. Bereva auto loan rates are now as low as ever. Visit Bereva.com to see for yourself or call 215-333-1201. Stop into any of Bereva's branches and mention this ad and you'll receive a free gift while supplies last. Bereva Community Credit Union, your financial partner for life.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a Coco's Pizza. At Coco's, you can get pizza your way. Thin crust or thick, red or white, with a whole slew of topping choices. Having a party? Buy three large or extra large pizzas and get a free 12-pack of Coca-Cola. Order your pizza right now at 610-872-7277. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven. Pick up or delivery. Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Chip Carroll, Athletic Director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field in Wallingford. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, joined by Mike Mayer. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Just fine. How are you?
All right. We are ready to kick it off momentarily. Garnet Valley has got it lined up halfway between the hash marks. We'll kick it away to Strathaven with two deep returners, Nick Malone and Charles Friesen, awaiting the kick of a three-year starter at kicker. That's Brandon Dowd, who's, well, he's actually the extra point guy. It looks like there's a different kicker lining up. Eric Rose handling kickoffs. But the Panthers will receive and look to control the ball here, keeping this Garnet Valley offense on the sideline. High end-over-end kick's going to come down to one of the up-backs at the 20-yard line. Straight ahead comes Dave Dickerson across the 25, out near the 30-yard line, and the Panther offense will start from there. It's Brian Mizell at quarterback. Anthony Myers back in the lineup tonight at fullback. Also back in the lineup, joining him is Alex Bratsis, and Charles Friesen is your other halfback. John Ruzza is the split end. We may see some of Mike Fisher as well. The tight end is Peter Deeb. We'll see Denzel Lesenby from time to time. We will have Justin at Fremont, moves inside to center. Samuel and Semeraro are the guards. Kroon is a tackle along with Max Rozier. Panthers open with a wing tee. First and 10 from their 28. Mizell under center. Turns. Gives to the fullback. Straight ahead goes Anthony Myers. And bang! Down he goes. That's Brandon Dowd. Meets him face mask to face mask right at the 30-yard line. Gain of maybe a yard for Myers, to be generous. But the defense for Garnet Valley looks like this. Jim Daniels, Gavin Woods, Rex Jackson, and Joey Granahan are your down four. Chance Malik and Connor Faith are your outside linebackers when they run that 6-2 stack. Inside backers Tyler Shankle and Brandon Dowd, they will make tackle after tackle. The secondary includes Sean Lyons, Stephen Pallas, and Jack Diggory. Also in the game is number one Frankie White. At corner, on second and nine, jet sweep running to the near side, looking for room as Charles Friesen turns the corner at the 35, up the field at the 40, sheds a tackle, cuts inside, and across midfield goes Charles Friesen. Very productive run for 21, and a Panther first down.
And cross the midfield on that one. Well, got to the 50 anyway.
Charles Friesen rips off a bundle, and the Panthers have had trouble. Friesen, 8 carries for just 10 yards a week ago, but Panthers in business now. On the opening drive of the game, Panthers looking to go 3-4 yards at a time, perhaps, and they'll take 20 when they can get it, but they want that Garnet Valley offense on the sideline. Brian Mizell under center, double wing. The fullback is Anthony Myers. First and 10 from midfield. Give off the right side. Myers cuts upfield at the 30-45, down near the 41. Myers takes 8 off of right tackle. Talking to head coach Mike Rickey before the game, and he said, you know, there's an emotional win last week against Pencrest in terms of knocking off an undefeated team, a former coach in Rich Straup, and Garnet Valley 47-7 a week ago, and he was a little concerned they might come out a little flat. Panthers taking it to him in the early going. Second and one from the Garnet 41. Mizell under center. Friesen's the motion man. Give to the fullback again. Straight ahead goes Myers off the 40. Ball came out, and is he down first? Let's see. Ball popped out, but they'll say late, and it'll be first down as they give him the 36-yard line, 5 more for Myers, and a Panther first down. So, Garnet Valley's defense on their heels a little bit with about 10 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Mizell walks in the play. Panthers moving left to right. here in the opening drive of the game. John Ruza split to the left. Wing right is Friesen. Bratsis and Myers are the backs behind Mizell. Tight end to the right side. Mizell turns on the delay. It's Myers and nothing doing that time. Tyler Shankle fills the hole nicely. And the Garnet Valley defense starting to tighten here. No gain for Myers on first down. But this, believe it or not, might be four down territory for the Panthers.
Oh, I absolutely sort of agree. They get this close, they can't afford to give it up. A punt's not going to do them any good.
As well as Mizell has punted it. But, again, the Garnet Valley defense, four down. Now 6-8 in the box, essentially. Sort of a more or less a 6-2 front here. On second and 10. Motion man is Friesen. Cuts up field off the right side, and he gets the line of scrimmage and nothing else. There to meet him again, it's Dowd and Shankle. Shankle, 6'1", 215-pounder, is Garnet Valley's leading tackler. Seems to come up with a big play or so almost every week. Had an interception versus Upper Darby. He has two sacks to his credit, three tackles for loss coming into tonight's game.
Well, the rain has stopped, at least temporarily. The field is, of course, very wet.
Third and 10. From the Garnet, 36, Strathaven on the move. Mizell under center. Two tight ends this time. Give on the counter. Looking for room is Friesen, who rolls his way down near the 31. So a gain of 5. Wrapped up there by number 37. That's Connor Faith. And it'll bring up 4th and 5, and Mizell and the offense will stay on the field. It's been Myers and Friesen for the entirety of this drive. It started at their own 28-yard line. Panthers now, big play upcoming, 8:04 and counting to play in the opening quarter.
They're going to have to move. They're going to run out of time if they don't go up there. They're taking an awful long time calling this play.
He'll watch that back judge, wait for the hand in the air, and see what happens. 8-man front
again.
Hands
up.
Mizell under center. Split end to the left. Mizell, hard count, and almost flinching. Now the back judge throws the flag. Garnet Valley, they're trying to draw him off sides there.
Dead ball. Delay. On the offense.
Yep.
Took a little too long with the hard count. Nothing doing, and now you've turned it into 4th and 10 and an obvious passing situation here. So, 7:41 to play here in the opening quarter. Hard count didn't work. Good discipline by the Garnet Valley defense here.
Yeah, they did move a little bit, but not enough to call the play. And, of course, they were trying to draw them off and took way too long to get the play in.
Panthers now are going to be in trouble here. They're going to have to call timeout again, yeah. So personnel problems here coming after the penalty, and 7:41 to play here in the opening quarter, and we'll keep it right here for the moment. Quick score updates already, thanks to our buddy over at Interborough. Interborough and Chichester actually postponed until Monday, so my guess is a friend of ours is going to be passing along scores galore. Pencrest up on Radnor already, 7-0. Imhotep all over Bonner, 25-7. Imhotep coming off a loss last week to Eastern Christian of Maryland on very short notice. But Imhotep probably a contender for Hershey year at the AA level. Upper Darby 13, Harriton 7. Marple and Ridley tied at 7 in the early going. So here,
that should be a good game, actually.
Yeah, here, early going. Opening drive of the night here for Strathaven. 7:41 to play here in the opening quarter. No score, but Garnet Valley now needing to get to the defense off the field as Strathaven opens here with 4th and 10, and they go shotgun. Three receivers to the left, one to the right, Mizell with Myers alongside of him. Back, blitz coming, fires the outside, incomplete, looking for Fisher on a slant. Heavy pressure that time from the defensive end, Jesse Maselli, and incomplete it falls, and Garnet Valley holds on downs there. So the Garnet Valley offense on the field here for the first time. As we mentioned, they average almost 300 yards just on the ground alone, thanks to the big guys up front. Tackle to tackle, it goes Bertone, Fields, Stabinski, Hintner, and Walsh. The tight end is John McGrogan. Split end, Jude DiGiacomo. Christian Portali, senior quarterback. He'll be joined by Vincent Rosano. The slot back will be Zach Nelson from time to time. Tailbacks will see some of Michael Brewitt along with Jake Irving. So, here we go. Portali, pistol look. Rosano on his left hip, turns, gives to Rosano off the right side. Lots of room off that right side. Cuts inside at the 40, out to the 45. First down, Garnet Valley. Give Vince Rosano 11 on his first touch of the night. And here come the Jaguars looking to answer. Strathaven chewed up about 4.5 minutes off that first quarter clock, but came up empty on the scoreboard, and here we go. No huddle. Nelson split to the left. Pistol look with Portali. Back behind him, back on his right, and give inside. Straight ahead and across the 45 down to the 43-yard line. That's Brewitt for a gain of 10 and another first down. Jake Irving comes in as their leading rusher, averaging about 94 yards rushing per game. He has not carried the ball yet, and they're still ripping off 10 at a time through the first two plays. Portali in the pistol again, ready to snap it. Brewitt off the right side, across the 40, down near the 38-yard line. So he'll take a bunch more, and they'll move the chains down to the 37-yard line. So, boy, this Garnet Valley line up front absolutely blowing people off the ball. Zach Nelson split to the left. Tight end to the left as well. McGrogan on first and 10 from the 37. Brewitt, the tailback. Give is to Rizzano off the left side on the counter, and he's into the secondary. Lowers the shoulder at the 30, blowing people up at the 20. Down he goes at the 11-yard line. 26 yards for Rizzano. And Garnet Valley in business. And this is going to be one of those nights where we just have to catch our breath and be ready to call it again. As Garnet Valley's over the ball, ready to snap it again. Nelson split to the right. First and 10 from the Strathaven 11. Portali in the gun. Turns, gives to Brewitt straight ahead. No, fake inside. No, it is Brewitt pushing the pile. Strong, strong legs pushing inside the 5. Rest of the pile drives him into the end zone. Touchdown, Garnet Valley. Rugby scrum inside the 5. They just pushed him in from the last 5 yards. Very impressive. The Jaguars go in at the 6:29 mark. It's Brewitt from 11 yards out.
That's got to be demoralizing for the Panthers. I mean, they had several opportunities to make several tackles on those series and just never were able to stop them.
Brandon Dowd on to attempt the extra point out of the hold of Steve Flanagan. Flags or whistle first. Do we end up with offsides here? We'll see. No, no flag, but they'll reset. Flanagan to hold. Dowd on to attempt the extra point. Ball spotted. The kick is away. Plenty of leg, and Dowd is no good wide right.
So they had problems last week with it, too.
So Dowd pushes one wide right. He came in second in southeastern Pennsylvania with 27 extra points. This one pushed wide right. So 6:29 to play here in the opening quarter. 6-0 Garnet Valley. A very efficient drive to start things. See if Strathaven can answer when we come back. Stick with us. You're listening live to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
A clean car is one of the great satisfying things in life. And Brookhaven Auto Wash and Detail Center is the place to go for a sparkling clean car. Whether you're looking for a simple exterior wash or full-service detail treatment, you'll be delighted with the results. Their facility in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue right across from Pep Boys features brand new auto washing equipment and a complete auto detail shop. Take your auto over to Brookhaven Auto Wash and Detail Center this weekend. You'll be glad you did.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
High end over and kick comes down to Nick Malone. He reverses his field at the 25, and Malone with speed across the 35-40. Out near midfield, cuts to his right, and Nick Malone into Garnet Valley territory at the 49-yard line. Garnet Valley in a hurry-up offense. They even hurry up out of the kickoff team. Boy, they got that thing going in a hurry, but Nick Malone tilts the field back in Strathaven's direction. 6-0 after Garnet Valley goes in just over a minute. Pretty impressive looking drive there. 59-yard drive for the Jags. They punch it in the end zone. Mike Brewitt, an 11-yard run. He had 3 carries on the drive for 32 yards. Mizell will start things for the Panther offense for the second time. From the 49-yard line, Mizell, play fake, rolls, going to keep it himself, looking for room off the right side. He's going to lose a bunch. Guess who? It's Tyler Shankle dropping him back at the 45-yard line. That's a loss of 6. Bootleg action, quarterback sweep, and nothing but white shirts waiting for him. Mizell loses a bunch, 2nd and 16 upcoming. So here, 5:55 and counting to play in the opening quarter. Garnet Valley 6, Strathaven nothing. And we are Going to take our time on this side of the ball, I would guess, for the Strathaven side of things. Deep, tight end to the right. Wing T behind Mizell. Motion man is Bratsis. It's Myers. Cuts off the right side, and he carries a tackler across the 45, gets out near midfield. Sam Gilbert in on the stop for the Jaguars. There's some new personnel in there on the defensive side of the ball and can keep things fresh there. So picking up five is Anthony Myers, but it's still going to put them in third and 11. Panthers need a big play here on third down to maybe get themselves into a manageable spot on the Garnet Valley side of the field.
Yeah, that's the offense. On defense, they got to figure out a way to stop these guys.
Well, try to keep the defense.
That's right,
on
keep
the
them off
field
the field, right?
6-2 look, eight in the box. On third and 10, quick hitter to Myers, and he is hit immediately. Bounced off the first man and ridden down there by Gavin Woods, a defensive tackle. But Myers picks up three, well short of a first down. It'll bring up fourth down and eight, and the punt team will come on. Deep to return for Garnet Valley, Stephen Pallas, along with Vince Rosano. They stand with their heels near the 10-yard line awaiting the punt of Brian Mizell, who's been, frankly, terrific this year punting the football. Almost half his punts have been downed inside the 20, and here's another boomer angling away from Pallas. It's caught at the 16 up the left sideline, and he steps out of bounds at the 21. So good kick from Mizell. 33 on the punt, 5 on the return, and Pallas will give his buddies on the offensive side of the ball another shot at it. A little bit longer field to work with here for Christian Portali and the Garnet Valley offense. Portali, as we mentioned in the pregame, has sort of waited his turn behind Ryan Corkery. In fact, the last time I saw him, he was just a sophomore, and when Corkery suffered a knee injury in that playoff game against Council Rock South, that was a tough one to watch. But Portali handled himself well as a sophomore, and now he's getting his shot, and 8 touchdown passes against 1 interception through the first 6 weeks. Give inside. Oh. Irving shakes one tackle. No, that is Irving. His first carry of the game. 21 in there, not 22. Mizell with probably a touchdown-saving tackle out to the 35-yard line. Jake Irving rips off 14.
And he was absolutely cackled, but around the shoulders, and he just muscled his way out of it.
Brewitt and Irving, you know, you're looking at guys who spent some time in the weight room. You can see it in their lower body. They were just running through people. Strong, strong legs. From the 35 on first down, it's Irving up the middle. Panthers waiting for him that time. Maybe a yard. Maybe a yard as the Strathaven defense holds well that time. Justin Fremont in there at nose guard tonight. Still with Dan Smith out of the lineup. Samuel and Rozier alongside of him. The outside backers include Deeb and Alex Bratsis. Anthony Myers and Dave Dickerson are the inside guys. On second down and 9. Portali off the left side. Option looking to keep it himself, and he's ridden down at the 40, so he picks up about 4. It's going to bring up third down and 5. First carry of the night for Portali. And third and 5 here for this Garnet Valley offense. See what the Panthers can draw up here. Still in the no huddle. Split to the right, Aaron Parenti. Slot to the right is Zach Nelson.
Big third down for the Panthers here. This will force a punt right here.
Pistol look for Portali on third and 5. Back, rolling, eyes downfield, lets it go down the sideline, and throws. It is incomplete. Short hopped his man Nelson at the Strathaven 45-yard line, and Panthers look to have dodged a bullet there. Nelson open momentarily, but the ball delivered just a bit low. 4th and 5 upcoming after the incompletion. So Irving got them out of trouble with a 15-yard run to start things, but Strathaven defense with a big play on first down eventually turns into a third down incompletion, and we're going to see a guy standing a little deeper who hasn't had to do this much this year. Portali will stay on to punt. Gets it away. High kick. It's going to bounce away from the Strathaven returner, Ruza, and roll inside the 20, inside the 19. It'll be down at the 16-yard line by number 12, Benjamin Taha. So Portali in the offense had to punt it away, but still Strathaven in trouble, trailing 6-0. And now with a long field in front of them, they'll start at their own 17-yard line.
First touching. What a white. First down.
Thank you, Mr. Referee. 2:35 to play here in the opening quarter. Garnet Valley 6, Strathaven nothing. Panther offense on the field for the third time. John Ruza breaks the huddle, split to the left. Wing T look for Mizell. Dave Dickerson at halfback. Motion man is Bratsis, and he's got it on a jet sweep off the left side. Trying to turn up field, and not much there. In fact, he's going to lose a couple. Good pursuit by the Garnet Valley defense. Sean Lyons in pursuit there. Got some help from, who else was over there? Waiting for a ball.
That's a good example. We had Bratsis took off at full speed. That was not enough to get outside those linebackers, and that's with the attempt to block them. I mean, it does kind of show you the difference in speed capabilities between the two teams.
Don Mink mentioned it in the pregame that the down four do a great job, but the back seven just flow to the ball very, very nicely for this Jaguar defense. Second down and about 12. Mizell under center, wing T behind him. Give inside is to Myers. He shakes one tackle, stiff arm at the 20. He turns up field to 25, and Anthony Myers near first down yardage.
That was a pretty, pretty run. He just did a super job, had great blocking out in front of him.
Good blocking by the right side of that line. Max Rozier kicked his man out and cutting right inside him. Myers goes for about 11. It'll be third down and a yard. In on the tackle was Frankie White. But Myers, 7 carries now for 33 yards. And the Panthers, if they can convert here, they can, again, just keep the Garnet offense on the sideline momentarily here. Split to the left is Mike Fisher. Wing to the right, Bratsis. Tight end to the right as well, Peter Deeb. From the 26, 3rd and 1. Mizell turns, gives to Friesen off the right side, turns upfield, sheds a tackle, and Charles Friesen has himself a first down. Didn't get much, got only 3 before Dowd there to belt him. But the Panthers will move the sticks and keep the offense on the field for a few more plays. First down, Strathaven.
For those people that are listening, it sounds a little quiet here, and that's because it is. The band has not showed up because of the rain. We don't have a whole lot of fans here. So hopefully all of our fans are listening right here on havenfootball.net. But we do have our field mic on. There's just only a couple hundred people to listen to outside of us.
Well, Garnet Valley, you know, they travel pretty well, and the atmosphere at Mo DeFrank Stadium last week was something else. Huge crowd for Pencrest Garnet Valley a week ago. Not so much with bad weather tonight, but Myers stutter steps at the 35, across the 40, and out to the 45-yard line. Nice little cut in the hole there on a quick guard trap. Gain of 16 for Anthony Myers, and a Panther first down. So, with 22 seconds and counting to play here in the first quarter, it wouldn't shock me to see Kevin Clancy and the quarterback just stand here on the sideline and melt this clock. I think the Panthers are content to trail by 16, but have the ball out near midfield when we're ready to start the second quarter, and that's it. Yeah, the Panthers are going to walk into the sideline and say, hey, we're going to hold the ball and hold the Garnet Valley offense on that far sideline for as long as we can. So Garnet Valley, like a hot knife through butter, ripped off a long scoring drive in just over a minute's time, but it's been the Panthers holding the ball since, sort of a four corners offense, if you will. But see what the Panthers can do with it when we come back. End of one here at George L. King Field, Garnet Valley 6, Strathaven nothing, right here on HavenFootball.net.
A good trash pickup service is worth its weight in gold. BDI Boyles Disposal Incorporated is a locally owned and operated business for over 20 years right here in Wallingford. Ward Boyle is a Strathaven alumni and knows our neighborhoods better than anyone. BDI offers residential service as well as bulk item collection and cleanouts. To schedule clean, courteous trash pickup service, give Ward a call at 610-872-3149. But if I didn't pick up your garbage,
tell me, where would you be? This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back here in the second quarter. Strathaven trailing Garnet Valley 6-0. Garnet Valley last week was up 21-0 after the first quarter against Pencrest. Here, the offense has really not had much of a shot. Just 2 possessions for Garnet Valley in the first quarter. 1 a scoring drive and 1 a short drive that ended with a punt. And here are the Panthers now moving right to left as we start the second quarter. First and 10 from their own 45. Mizell quick hit to Anthony Myers. Myers pushes into about three or four white jerseys out to the 47. Gain of two. And brings up second down and eight. So Myers has been busy. Nine carries already for 51 yards. Played somewhat last week against Springfield. Well less than his usual physical self, and suffered an injury in the third quarter of that Conestoga game that really derailed any comeback hopes 2 weeks ago. And the Panthers well shorthanded against Springfield last week, but now pretty good health and pretty good results so far. Second down and eight from the 47. Mizell back to pass. Five-step drop. Fires at the outside. It is deflected and nearly caught on the bounce by Fisher. Excellent coverage that time by Sean Lyons here on the near sideline. And Fisher couldn't haul it in. Lyons in pretty good position almost to intercept it, but Fisher couldn't catch it on the deflection, and it brings up third down and eight.
I got to tell you, I admire Clancy. He has changed his game plan this year to try to pick up some strengths. Passing on a night like this, it's not raining, but the ball's got to be wet. Field's wet. But, you know, pull out all the stops. Let's do what we can here.
Rain has slowed significantly here. Ruza split to the left. Double wing on third and eight. Back looking. Up the field goes Ruza. Oh. Ball well overthrown. Ruza looking back, but little out and up. Mizell let it go maybe a little early. Ruza never quite found it. Ball overthrown.
Yeah, but boy, if Ruza could have gotten down there, it would have been a great pass.
Single coverage on the outside. Safety help was coming a little late. And so, yeah, it's timing just a little bit off, but not a bad idea there for the Panthers. Mizell on to punt instead. Deep to return. Rosano, who had a 76-yard punt return for a score against Ridley. Here's a one-hopper back to Mizell, who gets it away nicely. Palace lets it hop inside the 15, rolling to the end zone. Panthers down after, could not catch up.
Brassis, nice punt, though.
And Samuel down there looking in coverage. So give him 53 on the punt, no return, but they'll net just 37, and as Garnet Valley will take the touchback and start at their own 20-yard line. So Mizell is... You know, I'd have to check the stats on the other punters in the league, but, again, nearly half of his punts have been downed inside the 20. He's averaging about 35 yards a kick, and there's another 53-yarder to his credit. But gives you an idea of how busy he's been as a punter, not where you want to be.
He may go down in our Hall of Fame for punters for Strathaven.
All right, here we go. Portale in the Garnet Valley offense with a receiver split to the left in the pistol. Gives to Brewitt. No, fake it to him, and they pitch to Rosano on the option to the left. Takes it across the 20 out to about the 23. Nice fake inside to Brewitt. Late pitch there for Rosano for gain of three.
Nice coverage by the Panther defense as well. So everybody's getting into a groove here, it looks like.
Three carries for 34 yards in the early going for Rosano. Second down and eight. From the 23, Portale at the left hash mark gives first man through. Ooh. Brewitt. All sorts of room up the middle, across the 35, carries a tackler, spins across the 40, and out to the 44-yard line. 21 more for Mike Brewitt. He has an 11-yard touchdown to his credit tonight. And he's up to now 53 yards on just four carries.
He is a powerful, powerful runner.
Again, not the biggest guy you'll ever see, 5'7", but at 190 pounds. Strong, strong, strong.
All legs.
Seen him run. Yep, all legs is right. At the 44. Give us to Brewitt again, straight up the gut, gashing this secondary into the Strathaven territory, down to the 42-yard line. Give him 14 more. And what a job up front by the interior line of Garnet Valley. We'll get to their size in a moment if they give me a chance between snaps here. From the 42-yard line, nice keeper there for Portale. Took it right out of the belly of Brewitt. Rozier smacked Brewitt right away, and Portale took it out and took a bit of punishment himself, but still leans to the 42-yard line. It'll bring up second down and eight. Portale, big kid himself, 6'4", 220 at quarterback. A lot of teams would be happy to have a guard that big.
That's right.
From the 40-yard line, Portale, option look, pitch comes late and to the right, and Rosano, stiff arm, turns upfield at the 35, 30, 25, down the near sideline, and finally chased out of bounds by Fisher and Bratsis, but they'll mark him out at the 18-yard line. 21 more for Rosano taking that late pitch.
Again, a couple of opportunities for Haven to make that stop with a minimal gain, and they just can't seem to get their arms around these guys and put them down.
55 yards for Rosano on the night. Brewitt with 67. Irving's your leading rusher coming in. He's only touched it twice. First and 10 at the 18-yard line. Portali gives inside. Brewitt with running room again down near the 10 and leans in towards the 9, maybe the 8. Very near first down yardage. We'll check the spot here. First and goal to go. Sticks will be on the ground on that far sideline as Brewitt takes it on an 11-yard run up the middle.
And Brewitt got hit at about the 11.
Yeah, and still picked up three
and just
or four
picked up
after
three
that.
More, yeah.
Receiver split to the left. Tight end to the left as well. Two tight ends now. Pistol look. Gives to Rosano on the counter. Rozier there to wrap him up immediately, and he'll lose a couple. Max Rozier, from a defensive tackle spot, had 14 stops last week. 14 tackles for Rozier a week ago against Springfield. And he has had really a whale of a year as a defensive tackle. Stops Rosano for a loss of two on that one, and brings up second down. Rosano, the fullback, to the right of Portali. Behind him is Brewitt. They give it. Now keeping it is Portali. Sees Park up the middle. He goes inside the 5, down to the 4. Well, no, let's check
five,
the spot. They'll give him the 5. So
yep.
6 more yards for Portali. Again, the interior line, Ted Field, just a sophomore, 6'6", 315. At center, Shane Stabinski played tackle last year, 5'11", 250. 6'6", 255 is Brandon Hittner. Huge on the interior line here for Garnet Valley, and it looks like Strathaven has jumped. Third and goal from the 5 is now going to be third and goal from the 2.5.
Dead ball, encroachment on a defense. Half the distance of the goal, third down.
It'll be third and goal, but now from the 2.5-yard line, likely four down territory here, barring a loss on the play. And see what they go with here. Garnet Valley from inside the 5, so much on third down, but they've sometimes shown a wildcat look and sort of a direct snap, and here it comes.
Just give it to Brewitt.
Here it comes. Portali split to the left. May go with a direct snap to Rosano here. Wildcat look, snap. Flags on the play first. They're going to blow this dead, and you may get false
dead
start
ball.
Here.
False start. What do you offense?
Well, Garnet picked up half the distance a moment ago and gave it right back.
Right, and then
some. In fact,
some.
A little worse.
Right,
so, yeah,
right.
Back to the 7.5-yard line they go. And that probably changes the call now. No more Wildcat in all likelihood. Yeah, substitutions. Split to the left, DiGiacomo. Slot behind him is
that,
Nelson.
That was a touchdown, though, without that penalty.
Two receivers over on that left side. May spread it out. May see a wide receiver screen here. We'll see. Third and goal from the 7. Portali with Brewitt behind him. They look to that left. Fire to the left flat. Complete to Rosano. One man to beat. Horse collar, and he's down inside the 5. Flag first? No. No flag, and nice tackle by the Strathaven secondary. That's Fisher and Myers on the stop at the 2-yard line. Gain of 5 on the play. Portali to Rosano, and almost a horse collar tackle. High tackle there. Took Rosano down, so here they go. They'll go for it. Fourth down and goal to go. From the 2, Rosano, direct snap off the right side. Oh. Myers caught him in the air, but he spins his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Jerry Rosano. His 12th rushing touchdown of the year, 14th in total. He has a nose for the end zone, and they pound it right in there. And look, I would think Garnet Valley's going to go for 2
sure
here.
Sure looks that way.
Up 12-0 after they missed an extra point at the other end of the field in the first quarter. And now 7:06 to play in the second. Jags on top by 12 and looking to convert 2 more here. Portali brings in the play. Standing behind him, Mike Brewitt. 3 tight ends. Portali. And now timeout perhaps here. Timeout, Garnet yep. Valley. They're going to talk things over with 7:06 to play here. In first
yeah.
half. A couple quick score updates from elsewhere. Ridley now on top of Marple, 21-7. Imhotep all over Bonner, 38-7. Upper Darby stretching their lead on Harrington now, 26-7. Pencrest up 14-0, looking to bounce back after a tough one last week with the Jaguars. Thanks to our buddies at WNPV up in Lansdale, Darryl Dobus and Jeff Nolan. Passing things along from the Suburban One League, CB West on top of Quakertown, 21-10. Hatboro-Horsham trailing North Penn, 28-14. So North Penn all of a sudden starts 0-3 and now gets to, theoretically, the softer part of their schedule. Probably look for the Knights in the playoffs again. Pensbury all over William Tenn at 26-0. Abington on top of Truman at halftime, 17-7. Neshaminy continuing to dominate. Council Rock South in trouble there, 21-0. St. Joe's Prep on top of LaSalle, 14-0 in a 4A Catholic League tilt that will carry some weight. A couple other scores momentarily, but here, Garnet Valley going for 2 points after Rosano's two-yard touchdown run. Portali in the pistol, Rosano on his right hip. They go for two. Keeping it is Portali looking, firing to the end zone. It is caught nicely by McGrogan. A diving catch 8 yards deep in the end zone. Two-point conversion is successful for Garnet Valley. 7:06 to play before halftime. Nice fake to the left. Rolled everybody to the right. Portali to McGrogan for two.
That was a good 14. Pass, but he was covering him. It was a good pass, but well done.
14-0 Garnet Valley. 7:06 to play here before halftime. Panthers trying to answer when we come back. Thanks for listening here on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Rose with a low rolling kick is going to be picked up by Nick Malone at the 25-yard line, across the 30, out to the 32-yard line. And again, absolutely no... they're hustling all over the field, whether it's on offense with the no huddle or just get the special teams out there. Mike Rickey's got that sideline working. We talked about in the pregame, well over 100 players on the Garnet Valley sidelines each week, and a bunch of them get to play. And it's really turned into something special down on Smith Bridge Road. Here, 14-0 Garnet Valley, 7:01 to play here before halftime. Strathaven starts now from their own 33, moving right to left. Wing T behind Mizell, receiver split to the right. Give is to Bratsis, and he's met right in the hole there, and filling nicely is White, along with, let's see who gets out of the pile there. That's number 38, Dowd. So Brandon Dowd's been, again, a very reliable kicker for Garnet Valley the last three seasons. Well, this is his third season handling the kicking duties, but now seeing a lot of time on the defensive side of the ball as well. As a starting inside linebacker, Dowd comes in as a guy who's stayed pretty busy amongst the leading tacklers for the Jaguars. Bratsis picks up just one on the play. Second down and 9. Motion man is Bratsis. They give it to him. Jet sweep to the near sideline. Got a couple of blocks, but just too many Jaguars waiting for him. Frankie White did well to hold his ground. Dowd in pursuit. He and Sam Gilbert combine on the tackle. It'll bring up third down and 9. So two carries for Bratsis there. Net maybe a yard.
Yep.
Three carries for no yards here for Bratsis, seeing his first action in a couple of weeks. Dave Dickerson checks out. Charles Friesen checks in. Panthers on the short side of the field, the hash mark here. Moving right to left. Again, looking at an 8-man front. Two receivers. Back is Mizell. Under pressure. Hit as he throws. Goes deeper. Has Ruza out there, who makes a catch and is on his feet at the 30. Down inside the 25 to the 21. John Ruza.
What a catch.
Came in averaging 17 yards a catch. He got a lot more on that one.
Whoa, that was a pretty pass.
Down at the 21-yard line. Gain of 45 off the arm of Mizell. Got behind the corner and in front of the safety. It's well done on the post. Mizell hit as he threw that, too. Did not have a lot of room to step into that. But the Panthers in business. Deepest penetration yet into Garnet Valley territory. First and 10 at the Jags 21. Myers is the fullback. He has it on a quick hitter up the middle, and down he goes.
Boy, that quick hitter is not having great success tonight.
Well, absolutely no push up front. And then coming in from the backside is Joey Granahan. Granahan's... had his way with a lot of people in terms of a pass rush, but
actually
nice
lost
job,
a yard on
yeah,
that.
Nice job holding their ground that time, and he caught Myers from the backside there and brings up second down and 11. Ruza split to the right. Myers is the fullback, wing to the left, Charles Friesen. On second and 11, Bratsas is the motion man. It's Myers who is met in the backfield again. Absolutely nobody there to block. Shankle comes out with the football, but he's staying. He was stopped well shy of that. Shankle and Dowd in after Granahan stood him up. So they'll lose another couple. Back to the 23 now. So a big play to from Mizell to Myers. And the Panthers have gone backwards on consecutive plays. Third down and 12 from the 23. 4:02, 4:01 and counting to play before halftime. Panthers open in a shotgun here on third down. Two receivers to either side. Myers on the left hip of Mizell. Snap is a good one. Backside pressure. Fires to the near sideline. Trying to come back to it. And a flag down on the play. You're going to get up, end up with interference. Looking for Ruza. Ball well underthrown but couldn't come back to it with Frankie White on his hip. And the Panthers may have caught a break here. Mizell would probably tell you he'd like to have that throw back. Again, Granahan with backside pressure. He was coming.
Yep.
And Mizell paid for it. But I think you're going to get pass interference
holding
here.
What a defense.
Nope.
Defensive holding, which will be, I believe, 10 yards and, I believe, an automatic first down.
Is it automatic in high school?
Yeah, we'll see.
Are they going over
no,
the,
it'll be, no. no, not automatic no. first down. Right. Okay.
Holding on a defense. Down is three.
Okay. Third down. Not an automatic first down in high school football, so it'll turn into third down and three, and third and about two, actually. Panthers catch a break. Penalty on the near sideline here, and probably four down territory. Two tight ends, Lesenby to the left, Deeb to the right, double wing, single setback is Myers. Mizell turns, gives to Myers, and he is met immediately. Wow, he shipped one tackle, and I don't know, second effort, I think, is going to give him a first down. He should have lost two, and I think he's going to pick up three and have himself a first down. We'll see.
Be very close. I think they marked it at the 11. Oh, they gave it to him. Okay.
Gain of three for Myers, and that's three of the tougher yards he's had as he took a big-time shot almost immediately after the handoff.
And fought through it.
Jim Daniels in on the stop with Frankie White, and Myers is going to come out and catch his breath here. So, first and 10 from the 11-yard line. Strathaven trying to cut the lead in half. 14-0 Garnet Valley with just over 3 minutes to play here before halftime. Panthers in business. In at fullback is Dave Dickerson. They give is to Bratsas, and he is met immediately. Boy, this defensive front just absolutely handling the Panthers. Bratsas going absolutely nowhere. Rex Jackson in the backfield that time. Shankle as well. Granahan.
Granahan is just stopping everything up the middle. It's like a vacuum.
Joey Granahan, 26 tackles, 4 sacks, and 5 hurries coming into tonight, and we've called his name a number of times already. No gain on the play for Bratsas. Second down from the 11. Myers back in the game at fullback. John Ruza split to the far side to the right of the formation. 2:40 to play before halftime. Mizell sends Charles Friesen in motion. Juggles the snap. Mizell does well just to pick it up and get back to the line of scrimmage. But a wasted down there for the Panthers as Mizell is dropped for no gain. So third down from the 11. Clock ticking, 2:19, 2:18.
I mean, the good news is it keeps Garner Valley from scoring.
Yeah, that's right.
And listen, Garner Valley fans, we know you're listening. We're trying not to be too big of a homer here. We're just, you know, it's tough. But you guys have done very well so far.
Peter Deeb checks out. Paul Samaru checks in. Third down from the 11-yard line. Samaru, tight end to the left. Third down and 10 from the 11-yard line. Nine-man front on the rollout. Back to pass. Fire into the end zone. It is juggled and incomplete. Oh, Mizell to Myers. The connection was there. It was open, and Myers couldn't hold it.
Oh, God.
Incomplete. It falls.
Nice call.
It'll be fourth down and 10. So, likely in field goal range, but at this point, you're down 14-0. I think you're going for it on fourth and 10.
And you're up against a team like Garnet Valley. 3 points is going to do you a whole lot.
So, Mizell to Myers falls incomplete in the left flat. And the Panthers will try it again. Garnet Valley defense stopped a 4th-and-10 earlier at the other side of the field in the first quarter. Here they'll try it again. Timeout on the field. It'll be called by Strathaven. They'll use their second timeout with 1:45 to play. We'll take a short timeout with them. Catch up momentarily. See what the Panthers can do on 4th-and-long when we come back. Stick with us. You're listening live to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Hello, this is Kevin Clancy. I'm the head football coach at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
4th-and-10 from the 11. Welcome back to George L. King Field. The Panthers trying to get on the board. 1:45 to play before halftime. Shotgun look for Brian Mizell in the Panther offense. Two receivers to either side. Mizell takes a high snap. Back, looking. Backside pressure, lets it go. Complete underneath. Malone is going to be very close to first down yardage. He needed the one-yard line, and it's going to be awfully close. Just shy of this near pylon, and it's going to be awfully close. I don't know. Garnet Valley football by about half a yard. They needed 10, and I think he got 9.5, and the Garnet Valley defense is going to run off the field. Wow, Panthers oh so close. Nicely designed play, a little crossing route. Mizell connects with Malone for a gain of 9.
Oh, if he'd only stretched that out a little bit further, he would have had that first down.
Nice tackle there by the Garnet Valley secondary to keep Malone not only out of the end zone, but literally 12 inches shy of a first down. So now Garnet with two timeouts. They'll start inside their own 2-yard line. Portale in the shotgun in his own end zone. Give straight ahead. Oh. This is Irving across the 5, 10, 15. Dragged down by the shirt tail out to the 15-yard line. Mizell on the stop, but Irving takes 13. 1:30 to play here till they reset the chains. Garnet Valley is ready to snap it again. Jake Irving. He can take it the distance if he gets in the open field. He lines up just behind Portale, who's in the pistol. Give inside, it's Irving again, and he goes next to nowhere. Panthers ripping at that football. He's going to lose a yard back at the 14 this time. They were ready for it. And whistles. And timeout for Garnet Valley. It's going to bring up second down and 11. So, Jags. Two very nice scoring drives that really were very impressive. Really, that offensive line, the front five in particular, doing pretty much anything it wanted with the Strathaven defense for two of the four drives that they've had tonight. But here they take over deep in their own territory after Strathaven marches down the field and falls literally a foot short on 4th-and-10. And still, Garnet Valley, though, with one timeout still in their pocket, 1:12 to play. Again, remembering that the clock will stop momentarily for any first down yardage.
Well, we don't want first down. Well,
Garnet Valley does.
Right, sure. I understand.
Portale with Irving behind him. Three receivers, two to the left, one to the right. Portale back to throw. Looking, a little screen underneath. Irving makes the catch at the 10, 15. Good pursuit there by John Ruza, and a host of Panther tacklers will stop him shy of the 25. It'll bring up third down and a long 2. So give Irving a gain of 8 on the screen pass. Clock ticking, 50 seconds, 49 seconds. Portale ready to go on 3rd-and-2. Straight ahead, Irving cuts inside, 30, 35, bounces to the left across the 40. Irving out near midfield, shake and bake at midfield. Stutter step at the 45, and finally caught from behind by Mizell all the way down to the Strathaven 40. Oh, baby. They'll spot it at the 38-yard line. 37 seconds to play as Irving goes for 48. 35 seconds, 34 seconds. Garnet Valley still with a timeout. Two receivers to the right. Pistol look. Back is Portali. Looking over the middle it goes. Down the seam. Wide open is McGrogan, who stumbles backwards but hauls it in at the 12. Down he goes. Clock stopped with 25 seconds to play here before halftime. They will hustle the chains up there. Garnet Valley's got the line ready to go already. McGrogan down to the 12. Portali grounds it. It'll take second down, and with 22 seconds left, they may actually huddle here. We'll see. What a delivery from Portali to McGrogan. They connected on a two-point conversion a few minutes ago, but nice delivery here into a rain and a wind that's really blowing right in the Jaguars' face at this point.
The rain has started up again about 10 minutes ago. Again, it's a, I want to say a fine mist. That's what it looks like, but it probably feels a whole lot heavier if you're out there.
Portali now timeout on the field. Timeout Haven. Strathaven, yeah. Timeout for Strathaven. 22 seconds to play here before halftime. And the Panthers trying to catch their breath and keep the Jaguars out of the end zone for one last push here before half. So we'll take a short timeout with them. Stick with us. You're listening live to high school football right here. Week 7 of the District 1 action. Garnet Valley 14, Haven nothing on havenfootball.net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Garnet Valley up 14-0 on Strathaven. 22 seconds to play before half, and Garnet looking for more. From the 12-yard line, Portali fakes inside, back to pass, floating to the left side, incomplete. Had a man in his face there. Good work there by Max Rogier with pressure. And Portali throws it out of bounds. Portali now 4 out of 6 throwing at one of those. I'm sorry, 3 out of 6. Of course, one of those being at a moment ago when he grounded the ball on purpose. But 42 yards passing. Portali also with 12 yards rushing. But it's been the three-headed monster in the backfield doing most of the damage. Irving now up to 76 yards on just 5 carries. Rizzano 6 for 55. Bruette 6 carries for 78 yards. Looking for the last 12 here. 3rd and 10 from the 12. Portali stands tall. Fires over the middle. Incomplete. Beautifully done by Paul Samaru to save a touchdown to Nelson. Right at the goal line, Samaru got his right hand in there and swats it away, or else Nelson had 6. So, 4th down and 10 from the 12-yard line. Zach Nelson comes into the game as really Garnet Valley's leading pass catcher. 6 catches, 107 yards, and 3 TDs coming into tonight. Almost at his 4th, except for Paul Samaru. Strong safety, knocking it away. 4th and 10 from the 12, and Panthers jump. Rogier wanted to get a head start on the pass rush here, and it'll move it down to the 7 now with just 12 seconds to play here before half.
Dead ball. Still encroachment on a defense. Still 4th down.
Watch the ball.
Yeah, 4th and 5 from the 7. I'm still not sure it changes the play call much. They may decide to put it in the air here. Garnet Valley still with 1 timeout. But do you run it on 4th and 5? And
now they'll
call timeout as Mike Rickey and the coaching staff wants to get it together here. Mike Rickey, as we mentioned in the opening, 27th season at Garnet Valley. Record of 174 wins against 108 losses and 1 tie. Remember when there were ties? That's going back a ways.
But I never liked them, so that's
yeah,
all right.
Well, okay. So 1 tie to Coach Rickey's credit. And
besides that, you know, in high school football, everybody wanted to put a to slam the door shut. You know, they're all going for these 2 points. When yeah. it makes it for very exciting football, even if you're on the wrong end of the 2 points.
The Panthers were on wrong end of overtime in week two, double overtime in week two against Marple Newtown. We saw the Panthers suffer in overtime two seasons ago in the playoffs against Pottsgrove.
On the other hand, Mannheim Central many years ago tried a two-point play and lost it
and lost
the game.
A two-point conversion, But here, Garnet Valley, they're not looking for two here. They're going to keep the offense on the field. Fourth and five from the Strathaven 7. Irving in the game as the tailback. Rosano in at fullback to the left of Portale. Play fake. Back looking. Wide open is Rosano, who's got it. Rosano just inside the left pylon. They fake inside to Irving. Rosano floats his way out into the left flat. Is that is that 36? Yeah, I'm waiting for
it. Is 36.
Is it 86? That might have been 86.
Oh, we'll have to check
the
stats
about that.
Later.
That was Jacob Quigley, the second
was
tight
end. Was it 86?
Yeah. Sorry about that. Jacob Quigley's got his first touchdown of the year, I think. That was 86, not 36. And here's an extra point off the left upright. So Dowd 0 for 2 tonight, kicking it. The Panthers dodge another extra point bullet, but still a pretty deep hole to climb out of.
Yep.
20 to nothing, Garnet Valley with just 8 seconds to play here before halftime. And the Panthers coming oh so close at the other end of the field. Took it down inside the 2-yard line, stopped on fourth down, inches from a first and goal to go. And they watch Garnet Valley go 98 yards on the scoring drive in just over a minute. It'll be Portale, not to Rosano, although, you know, 13 touchdowns on the year. Well, 14 total touchdowns now on the year for Vince Rosano. But this one, the first catch of the year, first touchdown catch of the year to Quigley, comes at the 0 minute, 8 second mark, a 98-yard scoring drive. Well done. Good clock management, and boy, big plays for Irving with a 48-yard run in the midst of that, a 29-yard completion of McGrogan. Here, line drive kickoff comes to one of the up men, Dave Dickerson, at the 38-yard line, and with 6.7 seconds to play here before half, Panthers may decide to take a shot. Take your Hail Mary shot down the field or see what happens. They trail it 20 to nothing here at George L. King Field. The rain has picked up again. Rainy, blustery. The rain blowing a little bit sideways east to west here. And
I would not be surprised if he just takes a knee and calls it a day.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Remembering Garnet Valley will start with the football to start the second half here. Mizell under center, receiver split to the right on first down. Back to pass Mizell, under pressure, lets it go deep down the field. Friesen is out there, but so is the free safety. And then bang down after the incomplete. They're going to say incomplete. Okay. Jack Diggory playing deep center field there. Looked like he had it, but then may have learned his lesson to just bat it down on the final play of the half. So we'll call it an incompletion. Diggory almost had his second interception of the year, but perhaps purposefully falls incomplete inside the 30-yard line, and the clock has struck zero on the first 24 minutes of action here at George L. King Field. Well, Garnet Valley, for the moments that they had the football, did a whole lot with it. Strathaven did well for most of the half, keeping that Jaguar offense on the sideline. But still, that being said, a 3-score lead for the Garnet Valley Jaguars going into halftime. 20 to nothing Jaguars here at the halftime break. So stick with us. We will not have any bands at halftime. It'll be a little more.
We'll just chat.
We'll be chatting with Pete and Mike and maybe some other halftime guests. But in the meantime, stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment. Glad you're joining us either live or on the archive right here on HavenFootball.net.
Looking for that perfect first communion dress? Betty's Children's Shop, located in Prospect Park, carries the largest selection of christening and First Communion clothing for boys and girls in Delaware County. They also carry a complete line of tuxedos, from the newborn to size 4T. Be prepared as these cold winter months approach. Betty's has a full inventory of Rothschild wool winter coats for girls and IMP wool coats for boys. Betty's Children's Shop in Prospect Park, 610-532-3750.
This is the 11th year for HavenFootball.net, and for those 11 years, we have produced one of the finest high school football web pages in the country, and we've broadcast every game live over the internet to athletes, family, friends, and fans all over the world, so they could share in the thrill and excitement of Panther football. We don't accept any tax dollars for support. Our generous and loyal sponsors have made all this possible. Now it's your turn. We budget over $2,000 a year, and now we need your support. Simply go to our homepage and click on the Support Haven Football button. Your gift of $10 or $20 or more will help us bring you everything Strathaven football now and in the future. Thanks for your support.
Multi-copy printing in Brookhaven is just what the name implies. Copies of any kind, printing of any kind, photo enlargement, business cards, even banners and posters, all professionally produced. Multi-copy even produces auto wraps. They did the fabulous job on our HavenFootball.net van. For all your printing, copies, banners, auto wraps, and so much more, give Multicopy a call at 610-876-1285. Competitive prices with great personal service. Call 610-876-1285.
You'll be a dentist.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven. Friday night football and pizza. After the game or anytime, everybody loves Coco's.
Welcome back to George L. King Field, where it's halftime, and the score is Garnet Valley 20, Strathaven nothing, although they got real close, got down to the two, almost punched it in and didn't get the score, and that might have also saved a potential Garden Valley touchdown, so the score might have been 14-0, but unfortunately we don't deal in might have been.
Yeah, you just stole my opening line. Sorry. That's what I was going to tell you.
Okay.
The opening line was that's exactly what I was going to say, because if we go in there and score, it's 14-7.
Yep.
And, you know, we may have had that extra drive to hold them from getting those 20 points, the last touchdown, because they would have had the momentum. They might have come out a little bit more fire. But I think the fact that they got to the two and they might have let down just a little, just enough to let Garnet Valley have those big runs and get them down near the end zone. But overall, I think Strathaven has played a much, much better game than they did last week against Springfield. It's pretty amazing, Mike. The first half.
You couldn't do much. You know, you had order to go it up.
But
yeah,
it's pretty amazing in the first half here. We've had no fumbles or turnovers and that like that. So, I mean, considering the conditions and all, they're playing very well. But I think we can sum this whole first half up, or maybe the whole game up, in one sentence. And Chip Kelly said, big people beat up little people. And when Garnet Valley runs right up the middle, our guys are basically holding on for dear life, because
and that's the running
oversized
backs. That's our linemen against the running backs.
We're not talking about linemen to linemen.
Yeah,
they have strong running backs, very, very strong runners. It says this Garnet Valley is an excellent team, and I expect them to go very far in the states this year.
Yeah, but, you know, normally when particularly in 4A football, which tend to be the bigger kids because they're bigger schools, but you tend to see, you know, like a Ridley, who's also a 4A program, they tend not to have big teams. They have quick teams, extremely well-coached teams. But when they get deep into the playoffs, they end up being outmanned because
the other teams are just as quick as they are, but they've got 20, 30 pounds on them. So Garner Valley's got the goods. They got a tremendous roster with 100 kids. They've got 40-something seniors, which means, you know, the kids are all should be good size. They've got a nice, clean game. I mean, we've been to enough Hershey games over the course of our lives to know that looking at Garner Valley, it looks like it's the real deal. Now, the downside is, of course, in the playoff system, it's, you know, one loss and you're out. So Garner Valley can't let it slip.
It remains to be seen when they get against stiffer competition how they'll do. But I think the way this team looks, Garner Valley, they'll compete almost with anybody. They may not beat everybody all the way to Hershey, but they'll compete with everybody. So they certainly have a very well-balanced team, and they got so much depth. They got players that are on there in the sidelines there. All I see is a sea of white.
Right.
I think they bring 100 players with them.
Yeah, 102, we were told. Although I don't know how they do that. They can't suit them up. What do you do for numbers?
So what's more impressive, their 100 players or our 400 band members?
Well, I got to tell you, when our band members are out here, it's a very impressive sight for high school football. There are teams that suit up a lot of kids, and I'm not taking anything away from Garner Valley, but that band, when it hits the field and it covers it from end zone to end zone, that's a pretty impressive sight.
It's kind of an eerie feeling here tonight, Mike.
I hate this.
There's no band, and the stands are like 50% empty. It's
50%? Like, I wish they were 50% empty.
We're not used to playing in under these quiet conditions.
Yeah, it's very quiet. And fortunately, it's been a good game, though.
It's been a good game. It's been a well-played game. It's just the fact that there's one team is a little stronger and a little quicker, a little better than the other team.
I think Haven's playing the better game of their season so far.
If Haven plays at this level the rest of the season, they will win more games. Because they're not going to face a team with this much talent the rest of the season.
Well, I think that's for sure. I think Garner Valley is going to, you know, assuming they win tonight, they're going to run the series. Although they don't have to, and that's what happens sometimes. There is a letdown aspect. He can get you caught if you let it down far enough. Coach Rickey is generally too good of a coach to allow something.
A letdown here would just be a win by lesser points.
Well, the point is at this stage of the game. I think Garner Valley, with their points, could probably lose a couple and still be in the top four or five seeds. But that's not going to happen. I mean, maybe they'll somewhere.
Think they'll go right into the playoffs undefeated, and then it'll just depend the matchups and how they play when they get into the playoffs. And I expect a long run from them guys. They're just a very well balanced, strong team.
Yep.
I don't see any weaknesses. I can say one thing though, Mike. The few times that Strathaven moved the ball against these guys, if you notice, was when they rolled out a little bit and threw it in the air. They did have men open. They had Anthony Myers down there streaking across at the 2-yard line. If he held the ball, that's a touchdown.
Yep.
So.
They're not invulnerable. I mean,
Haven wants to score any points in this game, I think they're going to have to continue to throw the ball in the second half.
Oh, I agree with you. Hey, and look, if I'm Coach Rickey, I'm going to go into the halftime saying, guys, do not leave the door open. We're going to take the ball in the beginning of the second half. We're going to run it down the field, take up as much time on the clock as we can, and we'll be up 28-0, and then we're putting this thing away. And that's the way I would play it. Haven, I think, has got to do everything they can to stop Garner Valley's first possession and come back and score to have any chance to pull this game off or keep it close.
Pulling it off would be real tough. I think right now they got to try to get on the scoreboard. And like you said, we got to stop them on the opening drive and then take our chances after there.
Yep, absolutely. All right, so listen, you want to talk about the Eagles real quick this weekend?
This is a game that they should – they are favored. They're a road favorite. And
well, that'll kill us.
Too much. Yeah, that doesn't help. But I think if they play their game and Nick Foles doesn't turn the ball over, which he usually doesn't, he's not going to outrun anybody like Vic, but I think his passing ability is going to be very important here. One good thing about this matchup, Tampa Bay is very good against the run. Now, when Nick Foles is in there, statistics show that the Eagles do not run the ball as well because they don't have to key on him like they do with Vic. So it's the game plan should be much, much more passing and balls going through the air and that type of a game, and that plays into the Eagles' favor because Tampa Bay is weaker against the pass than the run. So I think you'll see a lot of passing yards, very few rushing yards, but I think the Eagles will score enough to win the game 27-17.
Okay, there you go. There's anything on the Final Four in the baseball?
What's baseball?
What's baseball? God, you're so jaded.
The Phillies are out of it. I don't follow them.
Yeah, unbelievable. Anyway, all right, listen, we got about 5 minutes left on halftime, so we're going to run to some commercials. If you're just tuning in, you can look at a little scoreboard on your computer, but it is Garner Valley up 20-0. It's been a better game than the 20-0 indicates. Haven almost scored. This could easily be a 14-7 game, but it's not. And Garner Valley will get the ball when we get back, and we'll have some stats for you. So listen, stay tuned. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Looking for a way to reach families in the Wallingford-Swarthmore area as well as surrounding communities? Our football games are not only broadcast live, but they are also fully archived for 1 year, so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7. Go to www.havenfootball.net and contact us for information on advertising on our Panther Broadcast Network. Link your company to the fun and excitement of Strathaven football. Panther football and your company, a great combination.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Experience the credit union difference at Bereva. Established since 1936, Bereva Community Credit Union offers a wide variety of financial services to those that live, work, attend school, volunteer, or worship in Philadelphia, Delaware, Bucks, and Montgomery counties in Pennsylvania. Membership benefits include loan rate discounts and much more. Bereva auto loan rates are now as low as ever. Visit Bereva.com to see for yourself or call 215-333-1201. Stop into any of Bereva's branches and mention this ad and you'll receive a free gift while supplies last. Bereva Community Credit Union, your financial partner for life.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. After the game or anytime, everybody loves Coco's. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Brookhaven Auto Wash, from exterior washes to full detail service. Committed to customer satisfaction in Brookhaven next to Pep Boys. Plush Mills Senior Living Community, big enough to count on, small enough to care, in Wallingford. Bereva Credit Union, experienced the credit union difference since 1936. Boyle Disposal, residential and business trash pickup done quickly and professionally. Family owned for over 20 years. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Garnet Valley 20, Strathaven 0 at halftime. Thanks again to Pete Fulgenetti for joining us here in the booth. Thanks, of course, to Paul Heisey down on the sideline helping with
soaked.
The stats and spotting. And he is, I think we were more soaked during pregame, actually. The rain was nastier from probably 6:15 to 7:15. Calmed down a little bit, but, you know, once you're wet. And Paul toughing it out down there with Brian Fulgenetti helping as well on the camera work that we use for our play of the game feature. And I don't know what could be the play of the game tonight thus far for Strathaven. They've had a few very,
that one pass,
you know, all so, oh so close. Yeah, the beautiful post pattern on the long completion from Mizell to Ruza, a 45-yard gain that really put him in business late in the second quarter. Still could not punch it in. Garnet Valley's defense holding Nick Malone inches short of a first down with just over a minute to go before halftime inside the two. Garnet, to their credit, bounces back with a 98-yard scoring drive, capped at the 8-second mark, and really stretched this lead to 20-0. But first quarter statistics include Brian Mizell, 2 out of 7 throwing it. for 54 yards. We mentioned the 45-yard completion to John Ruzza, 9-yard completion to Nick Malone. Anthony Myers, the busiest ball carrier, 12 carries for 52 yards. He had a couple of nice runs in particular in that first half. Charles Friesen got 20 on his first carry and has 4 carries in total for 28 yards. Mizell, 2 carries for negative yardage. Alex Bratsis, 4 carries for just 2 yards. On the Garner Valley side of things, Christian Portali, 3 out of 7 for 42 yards passing. 4 out of 8. How could I forget? Portali to Quigley for that touchdown, giving him 54 yards in total. Quigley's first touchdown catch of the year came at the 8-second mark of the second quarter, capping that 98-yard scoring drive. But really, most of the damage was done on the ground. 54 through the air for Portali, but Portali had 12 yards rushing on his 3 carries, and then 3 terrific backs balanced almost perfectly. 6 carries apiece for Rosano and Bruette, 5 carries for Irving. Irving with 76 yards on his 5 carries. Rosano, 6 carries for 55 yards and a 2-yard touchdown run at the 7:06 mark of the second quarter that stretched the lead to 14-0. And Mike Bruette, 6 carries for 78 yards. He leads the way, including an 11-yard run in the first quarter that put the Jags on top about midway through that first quarter. And it's, again, been all Garnet Valley in terms of points on the board, 20-0. And Strathaven, though, still pretty respectable offense, holding on to the football for a good chunk of that first half. We do have other scores from elsewhere around Delaware County, District 1 and District 12. The big game of the night in District 12, St. Joe's Prep, coming off a big win a week ago against Archbishop Wood, stood to be tested again against LaSalle, but LaSalle, not providing so much of a test. St. Joe's Prep, number one ranked team in this in Eastern Pennsylvania at the 4A level, and many say in the state, 28-7 at halftime. The Prep all over LaSalle here in the regular season meeting, and likely to meet again in the playoffs. Roman Catholic up on Cardinal O'Hara, 21-19, a little closer to home with O'Hara just down the road. Speaking of just down the road, Monsignor Bonner, they have their hands full tonight with Imhotep. Imhotep, bad taste in their mouth after losing their first game of the year against Eastern Christian out of Maryland, which is a people have their opinions about what that school is, whether it's just a flat-out football factory, but they were not sanctioned in the state of Delaware, moved across the border to Elkton, and now are playing football. 7 Division I recruits at least on that team all of a sudden. Probably the highest profile, David Sills, many of you have read about him, the 8th grader who committed to USC a couple years ago, and he's now
I thought it's illegal to commit before you're...
Well, you can verbal, even if you're an 8th grader. But anyway, that all-star team took on Imhotep on very short notice. Imhotep had a game forfeited, canceled, and so just tried to fill something on their schedule last weekend. It was just a couple days to prepare. Lost a one-touchdown game to Eastern Christian. Anyway, back to the point tonight. They are hammering and taking out their frustrations on Bonner. 45-7, your score there. Quakertown trailing CB West in the third quarter, 20-10. North Penn seems to be finding their stride after an 0-3 start, trying to make it 4 in a row. They're on top of Hatboro Horsham at halftime, 35-14. Pensbury very close to Mercy ruling William Tennant at this point, 33-0 in the third quarter. Abington still on top of Truman, 17-7. Neshaminy all over Council Rock South, 28-0. Salisbury Township trailing Palisades at the single-A level over in Bucks County, 21-0. Upper Marion trails PW, 16-10. So Upper Marion off to a hot start at the 3A level, but running into 4A PW. Plymouth White Marsh, 16, Upper Marion, 10. Wissahickon all over Cheltenham, 27-0. And Upper Dublin handing it to Upper Moreland, 33-3. Closer to home here in Delaware County, thanks to our buddy over at Interborough. Interborough and Chichester postponed to Monday. Springfield has actually given up their home game to play tomorrow night and will play at Haverford, 7 o'clock. The Springfield game is moved at Haverford, 7 o'clock tomorrow.
As an artificial field.
Garnet Valley may actually be looking to scout that game. They get Haverford in a couple of weeks. They take on Harriton for homecoming on Friday night, at Haverford 2 weeks after that, and then finish with Conestoga. So Garnet looking perhaps to run the table in the Central League. But a couple quick scores from Delaware County. Ridley has their hands full with Marple tonight. tonight. 21-14, Ridley on top, but just by a score over Marple Newtown. Pencrest trying to bounce back after a tough loss last week to Garnet Valley. Pencrest 17, Radnor 7. Upper Darby all over Harriton, 33-7. Upper Darby looking for their fifth win of the year, and they will host Strathaven 7 days from now over on over in Upper Darby. So the Panthers will take it to the road next week and then finish with Radnor and Harriton. And, Radnor. So, Panthers, though, trying to right the ship here as we get ready to start the second half. Alex Bratsis is approaching it, has it teed at the right hash, and he will kick it away high, end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to Irving at the 15-yard line, across the 25, bounces to this near sideline, 35 speed at the 40, banged out of bounds, Denzel Lesenby shy of the midfield stripe, but good field position for Garnet Valley. Irving takes it to the 47, and the Jags, leading by 20, was informed by Don Mink, who's joined us here in the booth. He's your regular season voice of GV Jaguar Nation, the Garnet Valley broadcast week after week. He was saying that that Garnet Valley touchdown drive just before halftime, so that's the fourth time this season that Garnet Valley has scored with inside of 30 seconds to play before halftime. That two-minute drill working wonders. Here, first play of the second half from scrimmage. Give inside, goes next to nowhere, maybe a yard that time. The Panthers held their ground nicely. Dave Dickerson wrapping up the ball carrier at number 22, Brewitt, who has his seventh carry of the night. And Brouette, 79 yards on just seven carries. Brouette is the tailback. Back to pass, Portale looking. Down the seam it goes. He throws, it's deflected and nearly intercepted. Oh, Mizell had it on his fingertips at the 30-yard line and maybe had his eyes downfield ready to run with it. Incomplete, it falls. Portale, a dangerous throw down the seam that time, looking for DiGiacomo.
Well, I tell you, in a game like this, it would be nice if he made that catch.
Mizell swats it away, and it brings up third down and 9. Two receivers to the left. Garnet Valley moving left to right. Motion man, and now on a reverse here. Slot back is Nelson. He has running room off the right side. He's got it across the 40-yard line. Gain of 13, and a Garnet Valley first down. Fake to the left, and jet sweep to the right.
And that fake sucked everybody in, and the Panthers were right there. Unfortunately, didn't have the ball.
Ruza on the tackle. Seems a little worse for the wear getting up, but Nelson's first carry as a slot back. Boy, they used to run that to Tim Kaiser time and time again, didn't they? And give inside to Brewitt. Up the middle he goes, runs into Myers, and big 74 is Justin Fremont. Fremont's changed his number a couple times on me this year. This is his third uniform number in 7 weeks. And I double take week after week, whether it's 52, 78, 74. 74 is your nose guard tonight, and he stops Brewitt after a gain of about 3. Second down and seven. Pitch comes late to left side. Rosano looking to stretch the play on that left sideline. He's stopped shy of a first down by Mike Fisher, a couple yards shy of maybe a yard shy of the 30. It's going to bring up third down and about 2. So Rosano picks up 5 more on his 7th carry. And, again, very well-balanced attack. Sharing the football between 3 ball carriers for the most part, and you mix in Nelson and Portale, and which guy do you go after if you're the Garnet, if you're the Strathaven or any other defense for that matter? Third down and about 2. Portale in the pistol. Give inside. No, keeps it himself. Lots of room off that left side. Cuts inside the 20, and the 6'4 senior leans down to the 18-yard line. That's 13 yards and another Garnet Valley first down. That's his first big gain, double-digit gain of the night, but Portale keeps the chains moving, keeps the offense moving as the rain picks up again here in this third quarter. 20-0 Garnet Valley. They're ready to snap it again, and they're in the red zone again. DiGiacomo split to the right. Slot right is Zach Nelson. Pistol look one more time here. Portale keeps it himself. Now give inside that time, and he'll fake me out time and time again. Brouette off left tackle to the 15, brings up second down and 8. So Panthers have held the tailback Brouette in check here in the second half. Three carries for just 6 yards here in this third quarter, but they can do damage elsewhere. Motion man is Nelson. They give it to him off the left side this time. He sheds one tackle and ducks inside the 10. So it'll bring up third down and a pretty manageable 4 as Nelson starting to get involved in the run game. They've looked to throw it to him a couple of times, just have not connected. And Zach Nelson, one of the few underclassmen starting in this offensive unit for Garnet Valley. Third down and a long 2 upcoming from the 5-yard line. Portali off the left side. Lots of room, and he will cruise in untouched. Touchdown.
It was a great
Garnet
fake.
Valley, a beautiful fake inside. The Panthers pinch, and Portali takes it in from the 9.
Well, that was the first objective for the Panthers, is not to allow the score, so that's down.
Christian Portali with his second rushing touchdown of the season. And Brandon Dowd on to attempt the extra point. 26-0 Garnet Valley, extra point pending with 8:34 to play here in the third. High end-over-end kick is up and good. Dowd connects for the first time tonight. He's 1 for 3 on the extra points. But as far as the rest of the Garnet Valley offense goes, it's clicking.
Yep.
27 points on the board in just over 2 quarters of play. See if the Panthers can answer here to start the second half. 27-0 early in the third. Jaguars on top on HavenFootball.net.
A clean car is one of the great satisfying things in life, and Brookhaven Auto Wash and Detail Center is the place to go for a sparkling clean car. Whether you're looking for a simple exterior wash or full-service detail treatment, you'll be delighted with the results. Their facility in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue, right across from Pep Boys, features brand new auto washing equipment and a complete auto detail shop. Take your auto over to Brookhaven Auto Wash and Detail Center this weekend. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004 NFL linebacker, reminding you you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. 4 different Jaguars have found the end zone here tonight. Low kickoff is going to be fielded at the 20-yard line. This is Nick Malone straight up the middle across the 30, out to the 35-yard line, and the Panthers get the offense on the field for the first time here in the second half. A nice kick return from Jake Irving to start the second half. Put him out near midfield, and it's capped by Christian Portali's second touchdown run of the season. That comes at the 8:34 mark of this third quarter. A 9-yard burst off the left side. Great job by Bertone and Field on the left side of that line. Collapsed everybody, and he went in untouched. Mizell under center for the Panther offense as they move right to left. It's fumbled snap. Ball's loose on the turf. Let's see. It looks like Mizell's back on top of it. He is. And missed opportunity for the Panthers there in the middle of that drive. That pass down the seam, Mizell had his head in his hands after he had a near interception. But Jaguars take advantage of that break and took it the rest of the way. Nice running from Bruett and Portali to keep the chains moving. Anthony Paul checks in, and checking out is Justin Fremont. Not a good sign there.
No, and he's holding his right arm.
Sorry, that's Verna. Robbie Verna checks in at guard. So a new center right now is Grant Sammel. Sammel's played a good bit of center this season, but was a guard tonight. But now here's motion man. The jet sweep to Bratz is trying to turn the corner across the 30, 35-yard line and maybe a yard or two. That's about it. Holding the edge nicely that time is Sean Lyons. Got some help over there in pursuit from Connor Faith. And they'll nose the football. They'll be right at the 35-yard line. Third down and 9 as Bratzis goes for just a yard. So the Panthers fumbled snap on first down, just a yard on second down. Puts them in an unfavorable spot here from their 35. Third and 9, Ruza split to the right. Wing T behind Mizell. Again, looking at 8 men in the box. Bryson, the motion man, back to pass. Heavy pressure. Oh. He is hit as he throws, and incomplete it falls. Incomplete. Mizell absolutely belted. Good pressure that time from guess who, 99, Joey Granahan. He has been all over the field tonight and really all over the offensive backfield of against in most games the first 7 weeks. couple Panthers worse for the wear there. Myers is hopping around. Mizell, understandably, he took a heavy shot there. Mizell on to punt. Deep to return. Palace and Rosano. Again, a snap wobbles. Man is loose. The ball, kick is blocked. And going the other way is number 25. And in for the touchdown is Steve Lehman. Low snap. Mizell never had a shot. Sean McNeil on the punt block. And going the other way from 25 yards out, Steve Lehman is in the end zone for Garnet Valley. 6:39 to play. And now Panthers have a shot. I'm sorry, Jaguars have a shot to go for two and run this clock the rest of the evening.
Mm. That hurt.
Well, we saw low and difficult snaps all night, and, you know, understandable to a great degree. There is a terrible field and heavy, wet football to deal with, and long snapping on a night like this, not an easy task. But that time it caught up with the Panthers. We saw a one-happer. We saw a high snap earlier in the first half. This one rolled on back to Mizell. He never had a shot. Nice job by McNeil. He practically took it right off his foot. It landed right in the lap of Steve Lehman, who went 25 yards the other way. So now the Jaguars going for two. Portale back to pass. Looking, fires to the right flat. Has Irving incomplete. Irving had it in both hands and dropped it. So mistake there for Garnet Valley. Could have ran the clock the rest of the night. A 35-point lead would have put this thing out of reach into a mercy rule situation. But 33-0 is where the score stays. 6:39 to play here in the third quarter. Stick with us. Well, you know what? We're going to stay right here.
All right, hold on. Hold on. I'll kill it.
Just enjoy the music. There you go.
There you go.
So as fast as Garnet Valley will tee it up and kick it off, we probably would not have time for a commercial there. But Mizell, again, the third down play, he was absolutely hammered from behind there, never really got the pass away. McNeil on fourth down in the backfield, he blasts him, blocks the punt. And nice work there for Steve Lehman, 5'8", 175-pound senior. His first touchdown of the season has given Garnet Valley a 33-0 lead here midway through the third. So Rose will kick it away, has it teed just inside the left hash. Long line drive kick. It's going to come down on a one hop to Malone at the 24-yard line. Turns to his right, spins across the 30-yard line, and then is thrown backwards. Forward progress, I guess they'll give him the 29-yard line. Bad news for the Panthers here. Justin Fremont has the pads off on the sideline. He is likely done for the evening. So the Panthers will lose their nose guard and center, and really one of their biggest guys to deal with already a line that's dealing with a size disadvantage against this Garnet Valley front. So Panthers with some substitutions up front, and now will break the huddle at their own 34-yard line, trailing 33-0, trying to get something going on the offensive side of the ball here. Moved it well in the first half, had nothing to show for it on the scoreboard, trying to do the same in the second half. Toss play to the left side. This is Myers on his first carry. Ball is loose. He was stripped at the 30-yard line. Garnet Valley picks it up and is running the other way. Rugby scrum is pushed down inside the 16-yard line, and that looks like, is that 52 there? 52 is on top of it. Nicely done there by Michael Walsh, another senior on the defensive line. Ball came loose as Myers was fighting for extra yards, and the Panthers have turned it over. And this has shades of that Springfield second quarter where the Panthers ran exactly three offensive plays the entire second quarter, thanks to turnover, turnover, turnover. And now this third quarter is looking pretty rough. And now here we got a new lineup here on the field for Garnet Valley. All right, while we catch up here, Stephen Flanagan, the junior, is in there at quarterback. Number 16, Derek West, is a sophomore, and he'll be in at tailback. And here's where we'll say we need to study the roster a little bit. Mass substitutions here for Mike Rickey and the Garnet Valley offense. The split end is Dimitri Galiatsados, and we'll get some of the other guys named here as well. Brendan Williams in the game as one of the running backs. We'll get to the line momentarily. Also in the game, Jacob Quigley, senior. He's in at tight end, and he caught a touchdown pass in that late in that second quarter. to cap a 99-yard scoring drive, and really was what turned that game, this game, on its ear. Strathaven oh so close to cutting this thing to 14-7 just before halftime.
Yep.
And, you know, they came up inches shy of a first down, just shy of the one-yard line. And after that, what a beautiful drive that was for Garnet Valley, going 99 yards, or 98, I guess. And Christian Portelli to the senior tight end, Jake Quigley, for a 12-yard touchdown pass with just 8 seconds to play before halftime. A beautiful drive for the Jags, made it 20-0. And now, here in the third quarter, the Panthers, well, the wheels have fallen off in a big hurry. 33-0 now. Garnet Valley on top, first and 10 from the 17-yard line, and the second unit is in the game. Your quarterback is Steve Flanagan. A give inside is to West, and West will take it down to the 15-yard line for a gain of 2. Brings up second down and 8. So, looks like the Garnet Valley starters, on the offensive side of the ball at least, are done for the night. Max Rozier on the stop for the Panthers, along with Anthony Myers. Malik Nicholson checks in at nose guard in place of Justin Fremont. Two receivers to the left. Split to the far side of the formation, Thomas Cleary. Slot left, West is the tailback. West, they fake inside to him, and Peter Deeb absolutely hammers your quarterback, Stephen Flanagan. So, no gain on the play there, and it's going to bring up... Well, now they will give him a gain of 1. Deeb on the stop, but Flanagan leans forward for a gain of maybe a yard. It'll bring a third down and about 7. So clock ticks, 5:25, 5:24 and counting to play here in the third. Garnet Valley with another score here can put this thing out of reach into a mercy rule running clock. Flanagan moves the fullback.
Well, back and forth.
Right. Now to the right side. Tailback behind him is West. Fake. Flanagan's going to keep it himself off the right side. Loses his footing as he trips over the 13-yard line and down to the 12. It's going to bring up fourth down and about 6. So Flanagan, just as he started to cut up field, had some trouble with the wet turf there, and it's going to bring up fourth.
Which is the first time we've had trouble with the wet turf.
Yeah, all things considered.
It's been really good.
As wet as the field has been tonight, these guys are doing well on both sides of the ball, both teams. Fourth, and we'll call it 5. Split to the left, Randy Williams. Tight end to the right. Flanagan in the pistol. West is behind him. Give on the counter, inside is to number 26, and he's going next to nowhere. The Panthers stand him up. Samaru ties up Brendan Williams, the junior, after maybe a yard.
No, he lost a yard, actually.
Okay, well, all right, see where they spot that. Either way, Panthers take over on down. So the fumble by Myers moves them backwards, certainly, but Panthers defense stiffens.
Dead ball. Unsportsmanlike conduct. Ball to black.
Oh, boy. Well, is this after the play, I guess.
Yep.
So the Panthers will still take over, but post-play, personal foul, that will not make anybody happy on the near sideline. But
oh, that just infuriates Coach Clancy.
So here.
You're back at the 5?
Somebody said something unpleasant, it
dead
seems.
Dead ball. Unsportsmanlike conduct. On a black. First and 10.
Half the distance the goal line is going to march this football back to the 5. So first and 10 for Strathaven, operating in the shadow of their own goalposts. Ruza split to the left. Wing T behind Mizell. In at fullback is Dave Dickerson. Fake to Dickerson, give off the right side. This is Friesen. He takes it out across the 5 to maybe the 6. Maybe the 6, and just nothing doing. White shirts just standing there waiting for him. And... you know, it's a credit to the Garnet Valley defense. They are just in good position. I mean, there's the physicality that is clear, you know, that they're
right.
Just beating, they're winning the one-on-one battles. But even in the moments where it looks like Strathaven has opened a hole momentarily or moved somebody, the team defense has been terrific. Quarterback sweep, looking for room up this near sideline. Mizell turns across the 15, cuts inside, sheds a tackle to 25, 30, cuts back to his right at the 40. Mizell at midfield, needs a block. One man to beat at the 30, at the 25, gets a great block from Brantis at the 10, and Brian Mizell will go 94 yards. Wow, quarterback sweep. Well, imagine if he was playing wingback or split end this year as they thought in late June. But Mizell shed two tackles inside the 30-yard line and then turned on the Jets from there. Tremendous block from Bratzis to give him the last 20 yards or so. And 94-yard sprint. That is as long a run as we've seen here in a long, long time.
And he was running out of juice at the end, boy. He was really dragging it.
Mizell needs to catch his breath and put the ball on the ground here. He's the holder for Fisher. Ball spotted, kick is away, and it is good. Brian Mizell, 94 yards with 3:17 to play in the third, and that's against the first-team defense. They just executed a terrific play, and then lots of speed from Mizell, and wow. Well, why don't we take a short timeout?
Okay.
We'll catch our breath here before the Garnet Valley offense gets back on the field. Stick with us. Be back in 30 seconds. The Panthers are on the board with 3:17 to play in the third on HavenFootball.net.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a Coco's Pizza. At Coco's, you can get pizza your way. Thin crust or thick, red or white, with a whole slew of topping choices. Having a party? Buy three large or extra large pizzas and get a free 12-pack of Coca-Cola. Order your pizza right now at 610-872-7277. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven. Pickup or delivery.
Tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitar on that.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast...
End over end kickoff. It's going to come down to Garnet Valley inside the 20, cutting to his left and tripped up nicely there. Nick Malone on the tackle of Zach Connor. Connor takes it out to the 30-yard line, and the Garnet offense will take over there. They still lead it 33-7, but... For Panther fans here in attendance tonight, they just saw one of the longest runs from scrimmage we've seen in years. I am trying to come back to a 90-plus yard run from scrimmage. I can remember Dan Connor against Springfield in 2002, a 90-yarder on a Thursday afternoon. But
I wouldn't even begin to start thinking about whether I can remember.
I'm going to keep thinking about it with 3:10 to play here in the third quarter. Late pitch and the ball is loose. Scramble for it. Let's see. Late pitch, and Samuel had a shot at it, but I think Garnett's back on top of it inside the 18-yard line. Well.
Who recovered it?
Garnet Valley's on top of it.
Yeah. Well. 26? Yeah, 26.
Scramble for it. Justin Fremont was back in the game momentarily, and he checks back out of the game. He is sending Malik Nicholson back in. So good news that Fremont has re-entered. But that's a loss of a bundle here. And the Garnet offense looking here inside. Give is to West, and West out to the 24-yard line. Picks up six, so nice push there up front. But Derek West, despite that effort, still he and the Jaguars looking at third down and about 16 upcoming. So fumble, lost them 12. West got six of it back there. Flanagan in the pistol. West behind him. Two receivers to the right. A little up, give inside it is to West. And Panthers did well. Deep there, right there waiting for Flanagan. He had to give it to the fullback on the dive, and the Panthers still read it pretty well. That's Max Rozier and Malik Nicholson in the neighborhood. And it'll bring up fourth down and about 12. So the Garnet Valley punt team back on. 52 into the game. So, again, the backups are in there. Michael Walsh will punt it away. Portali and the first teamers are, that looks like their night is done. Walsh, who recovered a fumble a few minutes ago, now stands deep to punt. And now you have flag from the back.
Illegal substitution on a black. 5-yard penalty,
Still fourth down.
5-yard penalty against Strathaven. Still is going to put it in a 4th and 7. Illegal substitution. Panthers had 12 men on the field there. But we'll try
it again. We're losing by, I mean, it seems only fair.
You have to put it at 12. All right, Walsh steps into one, booms one. End over end kick's going to come down. Ruza does well just to hang on.
Boy.
Thought he might have made a fair catch there. Chose not to. And Chance Malik there in his lap almost stripped him. Nice work there by Ruza just to hang on. But the Panther offense back on the field now from their 35-yard line. Of course, the last time they had it, they got one awfully big play. Brian Mizell, a 94-yard scoring run off the left side. He'll bring in the play and operate from the right hash mark with 1:10 to play here in the third quarter.
Gee, that's an interesting idea. Instead of going to mercy rule, just put more people on the field.
Well, that's one way to do it. Dave Dickerson checks out. In at fullback, Elijah Crew. Crew back on the field for the first time in a couple of weeks. He's coming off an injury. They fake it to him and back to pass. Mizell looking heavy pressure. Once it down this near sideline, coming back to the ball and incomplete. Ruza was coming back to it, but undercutting it and nearly getting another interception tonight. A couple of almosts for the free safety. That's Jack Diggory. Diggory in center field knocked a ball down to end the first half, and this time was looking to undercut Ruza, who ran a flag pattern to this near sideline. In the meantime, Mizell just 2 of 9 throwing it tonight. Wouldn't expect Peyton Manning like numbers for anybody in this weather.
Yeah, no,
but
really wouldn't.
Give credit to the Jaguar defense. Mizell's had his hands full all night. Give inside is to Elijah Crew. No gain on the play. In fact, he may have lost one. Nothing doing there for the sophomore, Elijah Crew, and now here. Looks like you have a Panther down, and is this Semeraro again? Yeah, Anthony Semeraro, he's had the injury bug bite him a couple of times already this year, and senior offensive guard is having some trouble now with third and long upcoming. So Semeraro's getting some medical attention with 52 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a short timeout. Hope Anthony's okay, and come on back with us. Thanks for joining us either live or on the archive. Garnet Valley 33, Haven 7.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you, you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Strathaven on the wrong end of a 33-7 score. Clock ticking, melting on this third quarter. 45 seconds of counting to play here in the third. Third and 11. Double wing for Mizell. He's under center from the 34. Back, fires to the outside, complete to Ruza at the 40-yard line, and good short tackling in the opening field there by Frankie White. Ruza's going to pick up about 5 on the play, but it'll be well shy of a first down. Ruza's second catch of the evening. His first one, a 45-yard bomb down the post in the first quarter. But here, Panthers will punt it away again. Of course, the last time this happened, Ruza stood in punt formation, fielded a low snap, and had it blocked. See if Garnett comes after it again. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, last play of the third quarter. No pressure this time. End over end kick's going to come down at the 18-yard line, and here comes Garnet Valley out across the 30 with number 20, Randy Williams, the junior. On the final play of the third quarter has the Jags in business, leading 33-7, and they'll snap it from the 30-yard line to open the fourth quarter. When we come back, stick with us. We'll have score updates from elsewhere. And, of course, the fourth quarter of action, Jaguars and Panthers, right here on HavenFootball.net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
Ralph Lawler, the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Thanks for joining us, Garnet Valley fans at GVJaguarNation.com and, of course, our Strathaven fans as well. So, first play of this fourth quarter, they go off tackle, and look at West push the pile. Garnet Valley's first down play picks up nine as the sophomore, 173-pounder, 5'9 sophomore Derek West drives for nine. It'll bring up second down and one. So Garnet Valley in control here, 33-7. Grant Sammel in on that stop for Strathaven. Again, hurry up offense. Flanagan in at quarterback. Gives off the right side, and it'll be awfully close to a first down. Nice work there by the Strathaven defense. They tie up West, but I think he's going to get forward progress here for a yard and another Jaguar first down. Alex Bratsis in on the stop there. Good to see Bratsis back on the field. Missed the majority of the Conestoga game and all of the loss to Springfield last week, and really two-thirds of the starting backfield out of the lineup last week against Springfield for Strathaven. So, first and 10, fake inside, and keeping it himself is Flanagan. Picks up maybe two. Maybe two. In at the offensive line now for Garnet Valley is Big 75. That's Nick Gilbert, a senior, 6 foot, 200-pounder. Also in there, 61, John DePasquale, 6'4", 255-pound junior. So he's got another year to work with. And at 6'4", 255, my guess is he'll be on the field a little bit more next year. Receiver split to the left on second down and eight. Pistol look. Gives the first man through, and straight ahead goes West. And, oh, he lost his footing. A shoestring tackle by John Ruza saved some big trouble for the Panthers. But West takes 16 up the middle down to the Garnet, down to the Strathaven 42-yard line. Best run of the night by far for West. He has 34 on his five carries. 16 of them right there. So he's not to say he's doing too badly either.
Well, the option's really throwing off the Panthers because they're not too sure who to go after, and they're kind of watching.
Pistol look again. Again, it's West, and this time the Panthers are waiting for him. Crew with first contact. Got help there from Dave Dickerson. And no gain on the play. In fact, he may have lost one. But, you know, you mentioned it, Mike. Just all sorts of running room, and this is really the second team offensive line here. Still against at least many, actually, of the Strathaven starters. Now, again, something to be said for fresh legs against Strathaven starters that are starting two ways for the majority of the game here in the fourth quarter. But still, good execution here for the Garnet Valley second teamers. Up the middle they go one more time for a gain of maybe two. This is West being helped to his feet at just shy of the 40-yard line. So it'll bring up third down and eight after a gain of three. So seven carries, 36 yards for West on the evening. But, you know, Irving came in averaging 10 yards a carry. He did well better than that. Five carries for 76 yards on the night. Brewitt, 84 yards rushing on just nine carries. He had 9 yards a pop. You mix in Rosano with a big night as well. And again, more success for the Jags. Here, third down, floating to the outside, complete, and bang! Huge hit on the far sideline. And boy, I think Ruse's going to be worse for the wear getting up, and he does get up. Good sign there. Completed pass to Brendan Williams. Big hit from Ruza. Both players are okay. Nice delivery on the wheel route there from Flanagan. So the Jags convert on third down, keep the chains moving. 8:36 and counting to play here in the fourth quarter. from the 31. First and 10. It's West straight up the middle down to the 25-yard line. Gain of six more for West. So Flanagan, first pass attempt of the night, connects for 12 yards to Williams.
Stratham's got a timeout.
Yeah, is that... it was a called timeout, or we
yes.
have an injury? Yes, okay. Panthers called timeout, and with 8:19 to play here in the fourth quarter, it's understandable. A lot of tired Panthers out there. They've been on the field all night and really dealing with a big, strong, tough, and fast Garnet Valley team. 33-7 is your score. We'll see if the Jags can keep things moving when we come back here in the fourth quarter. Stick with us. You're listening live to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Experience the credit union difference at Bereva. Established since 1936, Bereva Community Credit Union offers a wide variety of financial services to those that live, work, attend school, volunteer, or worship in Philadelphia, Delaware, Bucks, and Montgomery counties in Pennsylvania. Membership benefits include loan rate discounts and much more. Bereva auto loan rates are now as low as ever. Visit Bereva.com to see for yourself or call 215-333-1201. Stop into any of Bereva's branches and mention this ad and you'll receive a free gift while supplies last. Bereva Community Credit Union, your financial partner for life.
Ralph Lawler, the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Second and five upcoming for Garnet Valley from the Strathaven 25. Pistol look, Flanagan barks out the signals. One receiver to his left, a fullback on his right hip, a tailback behind him. Gives the tailback. It's West straight up the middle. He goes across the 25 to the 23. Three, maybe. Dave Dickerson on the stop. Dickerson had, again, a terrific week last week at inside linebacker in terms of number of tackles. It was also indicative of how many plays Springfield ran, but, I mean, really, 14 tackles for Max Rozier, 13 tackles and a forced fumble for Dave Dickerson. Paul Samaru also chipped in with 13 tackles a week ago, and really, the Panther defense on the field most of the night against Springfield a week ago, and now most of this second half as well. And here, whistle blows, timeout Garnet Valley with third down and about two upcoming. So they'll want to talk things over with a 33-7 lead, a chance to get some points on the board and keep this clock moving.
Next week we get Upper Darby away. Mm-hmm. Haven't been there for a while. Hopefully the weather will be good. It looks like it'll be decent. And
grass field.
That could be a grass field. No, that's an artificial field.
Unless that's new.
It's grass. No, you're right. The track is new.
The grass is right. That's right. They updated the track. That's right.
That should be a good game. Upper Darby's on a roll. They're doing well. Haven's been struggling, but that's a game we should go in and look to do some interesting numbers, hopefully.
Yeah.
Certainly I've been impressed with the improvement tonight. For the Panthers, wasn't enough to overcome a juggernaut like Garnet Valley this year. But, until the third quarter, they were holding their own, and it just kind of fell apart. As you like to say, the wagons pretty much fell off the wheel fell off the wagon.
There we go.
I was going to do it in reverse.
Upper Darby, really the only team that's kept things close with Garnet Valley, lost 27-20 back in week two. But here we go, third and short for Garnet Valley. Option look to the left side, and right up the middle goes Flanagan on the keeper. Down inside the 15, down inside the 10, and tumbles down to the 5-yard line. Flanagan takes 19, and a Jaguar first and goal to go coming up. Nice fake inside, everybody pinched, and Flanagan took it off that left side, and nicely done by the left side of that line, following the left tackle, Nick Gilbert. Well done there for the Jaguar offense, and they're in business now. Sticks are on the ground on that far sideline. First and goal to go from the 5. West is your tailback. He takes the handoff straight up the middle and going nowhere, thanks to Justin Fremont along with Dave Dickerson. So nothing doing there that time for West. Final, Ridley 28, Marple 21. So
whoa.
Ridley edges Marple Newtown. Roman is up on O'Hara, 30-19. Upper Darby, how about this on Harriton? They're up 46-7 on Harriton. Upper Darby rolling towards a quad A playoff spot, perhaps. Second and goal from the 5 here. Speaking of rolling, here's Garnet looking to put more on the board here. Option pitch comes late, and the ball is loose. Scramble for it, and right on top of it is West. Nice hit there by Rozier to tie up Flanagan. The pitch came late and low, and they're going to lose a bundle back to the 14-yard line. Back to the 19. It'll be third and goal now from all the way back at the 14-yard line. They went with the option look and a big hit from behind. Flanagan had no shot to get rid of it. Other score updates, Pencrest now putting it together against Radnor. 30-7, the Lions bouncing back tonight against Radnor, so they'll move to 6-1. St. Joe's Prep 35, LaSalle 14. The Hawks will stay undefeated in the state of Pennsylvania. Back is Flanagan on third and goal from the 14. Heavy pressure from the backside, and down he goes. Justin Fremont plows him over. First sack of the season for Fremont all the way back at the 24-yard line. Big hit from Fremont here late in the fourth quarter. Too little, too late perhaps for the Panthers, but back to the 22 goes Garnet Valley. Fourth and goal from the 22. You'd be looking at a, 40-yard field goal almost right in these wet conditions. So my guess is they'll put it in the air and see what happens on fourth and long from the 22. Panther defense trying to hold here. Pistol look. Two receivers to the left. Split to the near side, Tom Cleary back, and they look for Cleary deep down this near sideline. Fisher is out there, leaping interception at the goal line. It'll be a touchback as Mike Fisher has his first interception of the season. Nice hands from Fisher to step in front of Cleary. Nice hands and even better coverage. No real shot at that one. So the interception ends up as Garnet Valley's first turnover of the night. And it comes off the arm of Flanagan, but... Well, if your first turnover of the night comes with your second team offense in with 5:06 to play,
yep,
that's
you're probably
telling.
Losing the game.
Pretty telling. Yep. Well, winning the game in Garnet Valley.
Well, yeah, right.
33-7. So here are the Panthers, still with the first team offense on the field for the most part, with the absence of Anthony Myers. Fullback is Elijah Crew. Receiver split to the left. Now this is Mizell on a keeper off this near sideline across the 20, and he is ridden down. Maselli in pursuit. Dowd on the tackle, along with 99 Joey Granahan. So Panthers first team offense and Garnet Valley's first team defense really playing four quarters tonight. So that's, good and bad, I guess, in the sense that you're still getting your reps, still looking to improve on both sides of the ball. But Mizell, believe it or not, is over the 100-yard mark rushing as a quarterback. Mulholland had a big game, a couple of big games over the 100-yard mark a year ago, but Mizell had a 94-yard scoring run earlier and now a 6-yard run here. Sets up 2nd-and-4 from the 26. Fumbled snap. Trouble now, and he's going to lose a bunch. Wow, go figure. Well, there's the Carroll curse. That's the... he's got 100 yards rushing, and now he'll lose a bunch. The fumbled snap is going to tie him up back at the 22-yard line. Loss of 4 on the play, and the Panthers are back to 3rd-and-8. So they'll try it again. They were looking for a jet sweep perhaps to Bratsis, who was in motion. And Nick Fender is going to check into the game now, and Mizell, his night is done here on the near sideline. 3:43, 3:42, and counting to play here in the fourth. Nick Fender checks into the game as the quarterback, 5'11", 150-pound junior. He's under center, wing tee behind him. They shift with a wing to the left. Split end to the left is Ruza. Back, quick hitter is to Elijah Cruz. Steps around one man and maybe gets the line of scrimmage. That's about it. So Crew, no gain on the play. And the Panthers will bring the punt team on. Fourth down and long upcoming, and it'll be Mike Fisher instead of Brian Mizell on there to punt it away. So we'll see what happens here with Mizell. Seems to have a little nick here on the sideline, but he seems generally in good health. So fourth and long for the Panthers. Fisher scoops it up on one hop. Panthers get away a high punt, and it's going to take it. Oh, down it there. Okay. Panthers didn't know what to do with that roll that rolled backwards. Terrific roll for Garnet Valley as the ball hit at about the 45-yard line and then bounced backwards to the 36, past three black jerseys. So Garnet Valley
first touching by the black. First down.
2:36 to play here in the fourth. And 33-7 is your score. Garnet Valley is just a couple minutes away to moving to 7-0.
Yep.
Panthers will fall to 2-5 with three regular season games to play and still a chance to get to 500. So back onto the field comes the Garnet Valley offense. Steve Flanagan with a pistol look. Give is up the middle to West. West is met there by Max Rozier at the 33. Gain of three for West, who, when it's all said and done, I think he's going to have as many carries as any Garnet Valley back when this is all said and done. That's his ninth carry of the night, 45 yards rushing. And
really he apparently is the only backup running back.
Well, they've got three other guys that all had just a handful of carries that had they played more than two quarters or two and a half quarters. Could have been a lot different. So here's West again. His 10th carry of the night. Sheds a tackle in the backfield across the 30, down to the 25-yard line. And he has himself another Garnet Valley first down. Nice running. Good patience from West there. Not much doing when he first took that handoff.
No, and somebody from Panthers wrapped him, you know, had him by the waist and lost him, which is just kind of what's been going on all night long.
Football sits on the Strathaven 25-yard line, and again, the scoreboard won't reflect it in the sense that Garnet Valley is going to walk out of here with a four-touchdown victory. But Strathaven actually played pretty well, and there's a lot to grow on in this after this effort tonight. Give, now keeping it himself is Flanagan, fakes inside and keeps it and across the 10, down near the 6-yard line, 19 more for Flanagan. So they give it again and again to West. And Flanagan takes it for 19 more. He has 41 yards on his four carries. And good footwork there. So they'll mark it at the 6. 114, 113 and counting. The Strathaven defense looking to keep Garnet out of the end zone one more time before the night is over. We'll see what happens here. The Garnet Valley coaches who are upstairs are making their way to the far sideline. And I don't know if they're going to run a play here or take a knee. We'll see. 55 seconds. Here's Flanagan. Fullback to either side. Tailback with him. High snap. Give inside is to West. And he's got a couple. No, the ball popped out. Ball popped out. Fumble on the play. And it is Justin Fremont on top of it.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Garnet Valley has fumbled. And Fremont has himself. He's had a whale of a game inside the 20-yard line. Had a sack on the last drive to really put them out of contention and now recovers a fumble with 43 seconds left. Two turnovers for Garnet Valley tonight for the second team offense, both in the red zone. So Fremont recovers a fumble. The Panthers with 43 seconds left. We'll see if they want to run a play or try something else. Mass substitutions now for the Panthers. Fender is under center. Motion man is Bratsis. Give is to Elijah Crew. Makes one man miss, two man miss across the 10, out to the 15-yard line. Elijah Crew takes 9. And with 32 seconds, Panthers may get one more play here, but, well, Garnet Valley is awfully close to wrapping up the Central League here. Now, just one loss in the Central League for Upper Darby, and the
right.
Panthers will take it to the road next week. But in the meantime, Garnet Valley controls their own destiny from here on out. With another win against Strathaven tonight, they'll move to 5-1 all-time against the Panthers. Last play from scrimmage, give on the end sweep. Looking for room is Nick Malone. He takes it to the 19-yard line. A gain of 4 on the final play of the night. Thanks to our fans for joining us in person here at George L. King Field, and they've watched a pretty good football team here. Well, more than pretty good. Mike Rickey and the Jaguars march on in here and hand Strathaven a 33-7 beating here at George L. King Field. Panthers had some things that obviously need some work, but certainly there's some room to grow here. They hung in there for most of that first half and really did well in a lot of phases of the game, but just too much. And as Don Mink and Pat Patterson said in the pregame, Garnet Valley one more time has just flat out outmanned their opponent
yep.
for the seventh week in a row. So stick with us. We'll be back for a short wrap-up, talk about what's going on in the Central League elsewhere. We'll talk about next Friday night and see what we can do to wrap up. Your final score here, Garnet Valley 33, Strathaven 7. Stick with us. We'll be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mills Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule a tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. A rainy, windy, blustery night here in southeastern Pennsylvania, and Garnet Valley has marched in here for the fifth time in six tries and knocked off Strathaven all time, and avenging their last visit here, a 21-20 victory in 2010.
That was a great game
on a night where head coach Kevin Clancy missed the first half, was actually hospitalized, and Strathaven trailed badly, 20 to 6 actually. At halftime, came roaring back in the third quarter and then hung on for dear life in the fourth on their way to a co-championship in the Central League in 2010 along with a District 1 AAA title. So those who were with Garnet Valley back then may have remembered that last trip to George L. King Field, because they marched in here tonight and just handed it to the Panthers. Awfully big, awfully strong, and awfully talented. The Jaguars are as advertised at 7-0, Mike.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, the expectation was to see how long, I think I'll put that in the 50-yard line, and by the way, how long can they hang with them? And they did a nice job. They hung with them through the first half, and then it just became overwhelming. And, of course, that's something that you can't talk about it in advance, but it's something that you can certainly would consider would be happening. You've got 100 kids on a roster playing 48. You've got 48 seniors on one team. A complete platoon, you know, the whole Garner Valley juggernaut literally is a juggernaut, and it's tough to overcome. I thought Haven did well in the first half, but their missed tackles and their blown coverage, and you know, the things we've been seeing all year long came back to haunt them again. But you know, look, they played the hardest as hard as they could, and you know, we saw a lot of good plays towards the end of this game when it was certainly lost. The individuals went out and did what they could to do well and make themselves proud, and they did. And this game was closer for a longer period of time than I think most people thought would have happened. So that's good.
Certainly it was. And again, taking nothing away from Garnet Valley, certainly it's not just about their numbers in terms of names on the roster. It is the talent that is out there. Again, three backs tonight that were, frankly, just not tackled. I mean, what a monster they have with Irving, Rosano, and Brewitt, and the five guys in front of them, and the tight end McGrogan. Oh. You mix in Portali, who throws a pretty nice football.
Yep.
Boy, this is a team that's going places in the Central League, and
be fun to watch as the playoffs start. So
certainly is, and again, the hope always is that they or anybody else coming out of Delaware County would represent well in the District 1 playoffs. So, speaking of a couple other quick finals to share with you, up in suburban One Country, North Penn has knocked off Hatboro Horsham 42-21. St. Joe's Prep 35, LaSalle 21. That is in the fourth quarter. LaSalle making a game of it, but looks like the Prep will hang on there. Ridley, again, we mentioned Edges, Marple Newtown, 28-21. Upper Darby crushes Harriton tonight, 46-7.
Another tough game.
And so, again, the Panthers, 7 days from now at Upper Darby against a very talented Upper Darby team. They are fast. Chris Rossiter at quarterback is maybe one of the best players in the Central League that we will see this year, and Upper Darby should be fun to watch. The Panthers will have their hands full in week 8, but we will be glad to bring it to you on havenfootball.net. Thanks for joining us tonight, either through havenfootball.net or via GV Jaguar Nation. Thanks again to Pat Patterson and John Mink for joining us in the pregame and giving us some Garnet Valley perspective. Thanks again to Paul Heisey and Brian Fulginetti down on the sideline, Pete Fulginetti here in the booth. And check out havenfootball.net, and you see the work of Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, the engineering, and everything else that's on the website. Check tomorrow for stats scores, updates, everything else from havenfootball.net and our friends at the Delaware County Daily Times with the sharing of scores and so forth. But once again, Garnet Valley has wrapped things up here at George L. King Field, 33-7. We'll wrap it up for the night as well. This is Brian Carroll signing off one more time from George L. King. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.